Good morning, and welcome to the City of Melbourne Tourism Business Improvement District Advisory Board regularly scheduled meeting for Thursday, April 21st, 2011, 10 a.m. Here we are in the Veterans Hall. Welcome, everyone. At this time, I would like to open up the microphone for public comment. I show that the entire board is present. I'm sorry. At this time, I'd like to open up the microphone for public comment. Anyone wishing to step forward, please state your name and your town of residency, and limit your comments to 3 minutes, please. Thank you.
Sherry Clark with Barnett Cox and Associates in San Luis Obispo, and just wanted to introduce myself to the T-Bid Committee and let you know that we're working towards a very seamless transition here in the next couple of months and eager to start working for Morro Bay. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry, for coming down today.
First this year, and it kicks off with a 10 a.m. parade from the parking lot of Bank of America. So dress up and come on down and be part of the parade. The festival will start at 11:30 at Morro Rock, and it will start with the Blessing of the Wind. And we have all sorts of professional kiters there, and I missed that as a career opportunity when I was in high school, I'm sorry to say. Also tonight we have a chamber mixer from 5:30 to 7 o'clock at Seven Sisters Gallery, 601 Embarcadero, Suite 8. Hope to see all of you there.
Thank you for our announcements. Don't forget that the Chamber Center had a wonderful blast for the Morro Bay Community Foundation regarding trolley advertising. Trolley advertising season is coming up, and if you're interested in doing advertising with the trolley, some of you here on the board, your businesses have done it before, and you are renewing, and that is a win-win for the city and for the kids who benefit from that by getting youth sports scholarships throughout Estero Bay area, Los Osos, Cayucas, and Morro Bay. So thank you very much if you're participating in the trolley advertising program this year from the Morro Bay Community Foundation. And now we will move on to the approval of minutes. Has everybody had an opportunity to look over the minutes from our previous meeting?
I did. I did notice one thing under unfinished business, item A. There was a motion made. It was the second motion made regarding the oyster sponsor. Very minute little typo, I believe. It just says Chair Solu stepped down, but then it shows a 6-0 vote. Well, if you stepped down, that would be a 5-0 vote.
Would be 5-0 because
that was the only thing I noticed out of the minutes. Otherwise, I would like to make a motion that we approve the minutes with that correction.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Thank you. Okay. And at this time, we have monthly reports. I don't see anyone in the audience regarding the funding requests. I don't see Judy. Okay, we have some folks here regarding the funding requests. Do we want to move item? Oh, where are we with the funding requests? Sorry. F, new business. Do we want to move F, new business forward? Make a decision today, and they're sitting in the audience. It might be nice to move.
So move.
Whoop. Hold your thoughts, folks.
There goes 15.
Yeah, that's right. I thought we were cutting.
See, you don't get me in charge of these.
I left my glasses in the car. Oh, no, I didn't.
Okay, so there's a motion on the table that we move that item up. I will second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Very good. So we will, I guess there's two of them there. Go ahead. Get that out. If you can just give us a second to look this over. Board, when you're ready, just let me know.
Excuse me. Can I suggest that we have them make a presentation and then we're going to have to then read all this paperwork? Because
It's going to be tough, I think, to come to a decision today.
Yeah, so right. Why don't we just do that and let them speak? Because I think we need to get a policy going that funding requests, if we get it X amount of time beforehand, that's great. Otherwise, it goes to the next meeting.
Well, they did turn it in on time, so it's not their fault.
I understand
okay.
that. But
I know. Okay, so, right. Let's get a motion to hear from...
We already approved that?
Yeah. Did we get that through? Okay, sorry. So let's move them up to the microphone. I don't know. Kristen, is that you? Are you Kristen? Hi, Kristen. Welcome. Sorry for the confusion. If you want to step forward, we would love to hear from you about your presentation. We're really going to have to look this over in detail, though. And it was okay. Great. Thank you.
This has been on. I think I submitted about 2 months ago, and my computer. Oh, we have a budget in there. That's good. Okay, cool. Well, while we fire this up, I'd like to introduce who we are so we don't have to have some downtime. I'm Kristen McNamara, and this is my partner, Yishai Horowitz. We've been in the event business this particular business has been around for about 2 years. Prior to that, he had another company that he dissolved and then created this one, as well as has been putting on adventure races and local events throughout the county for about 7 to 8 years, along with going... actually internationally to put on some events as well as through different states and stuff. So, but our business focuses mainly in San Luis Obispo County. The event that we're producing or going to be showing you today is a joint venture with EcoSlow from San Luis Obispo. They wanted to create some kind of fundraising event that fit their needs, and we're known for being a very green company. We usually have solar trailers. We try to create zero waste, that sort of thing. So they partnered with us to do this. So it's a benefit for them. And they said, well, what do you want to do it? And we said, absolutely, you want to do it in Morro Bay because what a perfect place for a triathlon. So here you go.
Hi, my name is Yishai Horowitz, like Kristen said. Morro Bay Triathlon, this is the second year for it. It's going to be held June 5th. Originally, it was an Olympic distance triathlon, which is a 1.5-kilometer swim, 40-kilometer bike ride, and a 10K run. This year, we're adding a sprint to that, which is about 750-meter swim, 20-kilometer bike ride, and 5-kilometer run. So it attracts the majority of triathletes to it. And basically, what we'd like to do is transform this event from kind of a locals event into a destination event. And we feel that benefits kind of all parties involved. It benefits the city of Morro Bay by bringing more tourism, more heads in beds, if you will, more patrons at the restaurants. So that's what we'd like to work with you to do. Last year, 67% of the attendees were from out of the area. So that's a pretty good number. We'd like to keep that high. We'd like to work with you with. And we have a little presentation here. So this is the just kind of a description of the triathlon. Little photo. Click it again. So this is at last year's start. Last year we had about 250 competitors. So not bad for a first year event. So yeah, these are our demographics. The average age, about 38. Average income, about $126,000. So they're definitely not scraping together money for this. They can stay in hotels. They can eat out at restaurants. It's definitely a nice clientele. And like I said, 67% of the population is from out of town. So this is a kind of a draft of our marketing ideas. Also in the information that we turned in, it's a little bit more descriptive. So, and these are our, this is our budget last year. You can see it didn't make a whole lot of money, but, you know, it made some money for EcoSlow. First year event, nice. We didn't have a whole lot of expenses either, which is always nice. And next year, well, I guess 2011, this year, these are our projections, and we definitely see that we can more than double our participants this year. So, and with marketing in there, definitely be more.
I just want to note that the budget that we put in the packet that you guys have in front of you, as I said, we brought a new one. As time's developed, we know exactly how much it's going to cost. So instead of it being a projection, the one that we're bringing in today will have the actual numbers, if it makes sense to you. Also, the reason that we're coming to you is that while we expect to double this, because our marketing was a little lighter than we wanted to do last year just because we were limited, we really want to make this a destination. I'm not sure if – are you going to talk about the triathlon Ironman in this – Okay. I don't know if you guys are aware, but Ironman Triathlon is thinking about coming to San Luis Obispo County. And people were thinking, well, how is that going to affect us? And as USA Triathlon reports, 78% of triathletes are sprinters. And what was the other number? 58% were Olympic. And so what's happening is that most people aren't going to do an Ironman. But what's going to happen is they're going to know about this area and want to do something that competes with that and be drawn to us. So what we kind of want to do is get in before the Ironman shows up so it's able to become like a recognized.
Yeah, any questions?
Plenty, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The first question is, June 5th, 2011 is your date of your event.
Yes.
Can you tell me if you have all your permits in place currently?
We do.
All of them?
As far as I know, yeah, we have Caltrans, we have the cities, we have state parks, we have county roads, we have the Toro street closure set up. Yeah, I mean, everything's in place.
Okay, that's my first question. Anyone else?
I have a question. You know, you have a copy of this, right?
Yeah,
I think it's, well, let's see, I guess it'd be the fourth page in under projected tourism benefits.
Okay, yeah.
Projected tourism, is that 800?
Yeah, it was 800. I'm not sure why I have a funny little
okay.
Dashy there.
Now, are you expected number of rooms generated? At the number two, it says two. Is that two per participant? Two.
Well, we would be assuming they coming in on Friday. We'll have events on Saturday, and then they'll stay Saturday
two nights.
Night.
Okay.
So I wasn't sure how to fill that out. So.
Oh, okay. I got you. All right.
Oh yeah.
You know, one other thing. Also, last year you made a little bit of money, and this year it looks like you'll make money. Also, mm-hmm. A lot of times these requests for funds are because the event is losing money or needs money to keep it going. So that's kind of one of the things that I kind of wanted to
sure.
bring up.
In the 2011 budget, the first expense is advertising, the $11,000. That was our request. And we feel like we can increase registration that much if we have those marketing dollars. So that's kind of why it was on there. It's kind
so
of
we're not coming to you as a struggling event. We're coming to you to say we want to blow this up, and we want to partner with Morro Bay to help do that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So
I have a couple questions. I think it's a great event. I think this is what Morro Bay needs. But again, we're a marketing thing, so I want to look at it as marketing. What current marketing have you done? Because I know June 5th is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious what you guys have currently done.
So when we track it, the interesting thing is I actually had a friend say, you know, I never see your stuff there. And what we're doing is we're targeting specifically most people who are not local, so you're probably never going to see it. We're currently running Facebook ads. Our budget right now is about $10 a day for that, just because we need to be pretty active, as well as, what else do we have? Oh, we have a blog. People follow that, too, so I try to keep it interesting and post stories. We have an email marketing list, about 3,000.
Yeah,
and then
about five.
Is it five now?
Just
okay. And we share with other people, so a lot of these events get produced by word of mouth more than anything else, so we've been really tackling that and doing it sort of in a grassroots approach. So we have a website. There's an example of kind of like what our graphic design looks like in there. We have little postcards we design. We've also gone to triathlon trade shows and a couple other triathlons, stood there, talked to people about it. We have a little television we put up and have slideshows and people watch it. So we've done a lot of like in-person grassroots marketing right now.
I have a couple other questions, but can you put up their website while you're there, and then I'll ask my other questions. And now that I'm reading through, because obviously we just got it, I see some of those were answered,
sure.
So I apologize, board, I didn't read quick enough. Another question, too, is what, you know, since we're kind of a marketing and ad, that's where we're coming from, you know, well, two questions. One, what exact amount of money? You guys are requesting $11,000?
We asked for $11,000,
because I saw two different numbers, so I wasn't sure.
Did
and
you?
Then
okay.
What ad, like if we say, you know, gave you the world and gave you the $11,000, what would you do with that, or where?
Very specifically, we'd want to expand that out to print exposure.
Okay.
And because, and probably, since you're marketing, you understand, there, you generally have to touch people a gazillion times before they're able to see us.
Seven.
So, yeah, as I always say seven, but some people say five and nine. And so what we need to do is it needs to be like a lifestyle thing where people see it and they see the picture and they're motivated by that, and it's not just us hammering on their door. And being in something like a triathlon magazine, which we personally can't afford to run ourselves right now, would kind of heighten the quality of it. And you can, you know, once you've run an ad in a magazine, you can say forever that you were in Lava magazine or you were in Triathlete magazine. So that's kind of where we're going with that. We also would love to be able to go to target markets like Fresno and do like a really classy, the way that I do ads, I try to do something where people go, what is that? So they have to go see it. So it really engages them. And then we can catch them with email and that kind of thing. So
okay.
That's
and then my last question, and I'll pass it to Jane. How many current registrants do you have?
We're sitting at about 100 right now.
About 100 right
and
now.
And that's double from what it was last year.
It's so. More than double, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Perfect.
Can I just add one comment? I think you're past the deadline for a triathlon magazine.
Are you sure about that one? Because I knew when we put this in, we were like, ooh, it's really close.
Well, okay. if your event is in June, you'd want to be in the May issue.
Right.
Yeah.
It's April, almost the end of April.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're going to make it.
Okay. So but when we put this in, we put it in around February, and so we were like, well, before they print, we can, I mean, literally, when you guys approve, like, we can produce these things. So it's worth looking into it, at least at our stage. We can
you're not
going to
make it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
one of the reasons that we asked the question about the $11,000 is because on the other page where it says your income, it says the sources of revenue was $5,000 from a TBID sponsorship. And that's why we asked that one question about $11,000 and the five.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what time do your events start and what time do they end?
Like on the day?
On the day.
It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And it depends on when the last person finishes, but usually around like, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay.
And to qualify on the budget question real quick, that's mm-hmm. that's like outside sponsors, so like CD or Hammer Gel or something like that was what the $5,000 was. That's why the little T-bid was like a question mark on there, because I wasn't sure. I'm sorry I didn't communicate that, so...
Okay, well, I'm just used to seeing budgets where a sponsorship would be included in sources of revenue.
Right, okay.
So you didn't include any of those sources of revenue in this?
What sources? The sponsorships?
Uh-huh.
We didn't have anything confirmed yet.
Oh,
so I'm
okay.
very conservative when we do this kind of stuff.
Okay.
We don't want to put it on unless we know for sure it's going to be.
So, and your start line for, what's your first event?
It starts with a swim, and the swim is at Coleman Beach, or Mother's Beach, whatever you want to call it. Kind of has two names.
Okay.
And then it heads out to the channel.
Okay.
And then it turns around, it comes back.
Okay.
And then the ride goes, well, the Olympic ride goes past Cayucas.
Where does it end?
It turns at Harmony Headlands, and then it comes back to
Coleman.
To Coleman Park.
Okay.
And then the run goes out...
That's okay. I just want to know where the first one started
mm-hmm.
and then where the last one ends.
Sure. Everything starts and finishes in Coleman Park.
Okay. And you'll have awards where?
At Coleman Park.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
To my right.
I guess a couple of questions. I thought you mentioned that this was a... fundraising
mm-hmm.
event?
It is.
Who does it raise funds for?
EcoSlow. They're a 501c3 in San Luis Obispo that does like land acquisition so that they can preserve property
They also do the beach cleanups.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Environmental Center of San Luis Obispo. It's what EcoSlow stands for. So. And then Harbor Patrol for the swim section. We have our own lifeguards that go out and do that. So the expenses are really not that high, and security is not. It's not that expensive, actually.
And the registration is about $60, is it? To
Registration is about $90.
$90, okay. I think I would echo what a couple of people have said already. I think this kind of event is a really good kind of event to see happen around here.
Yeah.
I'd also, I think, echo that, you know, we've got 7 weeks away kind of thing, and I just, you know, it makes me concerned about is the your ability to generate enough participants in here to get anywhere near the $50,000 in registration fees in such a short time. And I realize you're ahead of last year, but you're still hoping to quadruple the number of participants from last year. And why don't I pass off for the moment now and maybe come back with another question in a minute.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, so now I look at this and I hear what we're all talking about. My concern comes into if we put off a decision until next month about what we're doing, we're 10 days away from their event.
Right.
So that's not going to benefit anyone.
I think we can mull this over, but I think for me, the biggest concern is time.
Sure.
Had you came to us maybe 6 months ago, I would be all about the getting the national exposure with a magazine and doing that. And that's what's hard, where I would almost turn to John as an advertising standpoint. What could be done advertising-wise, and how could we support that? I won't lie to you. I think $11,000 is way out of my price range for what I would want to do, but I'm not saying I wouldn't want to support. I think this is exactly the type of events we want to see in Morro Bay. I love it's a Sunday. You hope people stay over to Monday. So I think it's definitely fitting in our purview as far as wanting to expand it and all of that. I just, the time issue, and that's why I would kind of turn to John to
pursue. Well, I think that, and, you know, again, I don't mean to steal your thunder on the Triathlete magazine, but I mean, that's usually about, you know, it's a good 3 months. To.
I mean, realistically, we knew that when we found out that the meeting was on April
21st. Yeah, I mean,
to
get an ad in you know, in June, you would have probably had to book that ad in February or March. And Remnants, I mean, that magazine's probably one magazine's website would be a possibility, because those can be done fairly quickly.
I do have a question for you. Just to let the board know, I agree with Michelle. $11,000 is way off from where I'm at. I'm going to be honest. I'm not interested in prize money. I'm not sure what the race bag means. Is that
it's
the race
bag they take it home? You can have it branded.
Is that the race bag? Excuse me. Is that the race bag printed with Morro Bay's logo on the outside of it?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Because normally we have a little plastic hammer gel type bag. So these were like options for you.
Okay. What we've done in the past and what we're really moving towards doing in the future is doing cooperative advertising with you and for you. So doing things like placing banner ads on our websites, which we have a visitor-serving website, morrobay.org. It got, was it 19 or 25,000 hits? I'm sorry. I look at all the numbers all the time. I can refer back and tell you exactly in
19.
A few minutes during reports. 19, thank you. 19,000 hits this last a month, so that could help to advertise you. Also, you know, maybe work with you on some out of county, you know, Fresno or something like that, and put some money towards that. But for me, the prize money doesn't really get my attention.
I would look more towards
a partnership.
The reason that we were interested in that is that once you add prize money, then the pros start to show up. So then people start to show up to see them. So that was why we included that in there if you were interested in it. Obviously, if we get big by partnership advertising, we can provide that. So there's that too. But again, that's why it was in there.
When I say I want to see you be successful,
right.
I get to that point.
Yeah.
I really want to see that happen for you.
Thank you. So do we.
Okay. So,
John, what do you think would be a realistic budget for some newspaper and web banner advertising at this late date?
I'd have to kind of look at what triathlon would be, you know, as far as banner ads. I'm just guessing. I mean, I would say like $2,000 or $3,000, maybe something like that, could get us a few ads over in Fresno. We could, again, piggyback, you know, what we currently have going. I'd have to go look and see what, how much we have left in May. It's really May. I mean, we only have 1 month, so you wouldn't have a lot of opportunity to spend a lot of money because we just don't have a lot of time. But I would say something like that would be realistic to do something. And then we could certainly help you guys with your Facebook, okay, put you on Moral Bay's Facebook, do a lot of the, you know, we could, we have a budget to help on social media, so maybe we'd be help, could help there. We could help you with your...
So it's a regional group of athletes that you would be...
By what do you mean by regional?
Valley, anything within 300 miles of here.
Yeah. Yeah. And ideally, though, what our big plan with this is to make it a true destination where people are going to come here for vacation too, and because people do that. I know someone who goes to Wisconsin for the Ironman and spends 3 weeks there because he likes it. So, you know, once you get somebody here and people hear about it and see the pictures, and hopefully we get media coverage, you know, then people will start to come from out of... We have people for some of our events coming internationally, so...
Well, I say we get some co-op advertising going. I'm looking for a motion on this.
I'd like to make a motion that we allocate $2,500 where we do the co-op advertising, where basically you would work with our advertising agent and they would kind of do banner ads, e-blasts, newsletters, everything we can tag this last 6 weeks. So I would make a motion that we do that, and it would need to come out of... I don't have a budget in front of me.
I think you could take it out of events.
Events. It could come out of the events category.
Thank you.
So I make that motion.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
I just have one thing. Okay. This is also an example about communication. I just have a question for them, and that is, when did you pull the permit for Coleman Park for this event?
I think we applied for the permit in December, something like that.
So this is a key example of where if we know about an event happening, it should be on our moralbay.org website. And because it's on, if you look under Coleman Park under Google, mm-hmm, you're the third thing up there that says there's a triathlon coming, mm-hmm, here. But it's under Coleman Park.
Right.
Okay.
So I just would like, we've got to get some more interface with the city on that.
If I may, the Promotions Council discussed this morning about part of the form for the application for the permit, include that information that would come to the T-bid and also to the chamber so that we could get all the events that are permitted on that calendar, also with any new businesses that come into the area.
If I may,
pardon, go ahead.
A friendly amendment maybe to that motion is that before the advertising is done, that all is shown to the city that all permits have been obtained. There was issues from last year's event, and I'm not certain.
Let's take a vote. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? None. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We look forward to working with you.
Yeah,
thank
me too.
Come early next year.
Yes. As we'll file it as soon as we're done with this one.
On the 6th of June, right?
Yes.
Okay. We have a second request for funding on our agenda. I do not see them. I don't see an individual representing them in the room, so we don't have anybody to ask questions to. What we may want to do is hold this one off for review. Let's look at the date, though, because I don't want to. It's a September date, so let's hold this off for review. What I'll do is contact Judy Salamanca and ask her if she can attend our next meeting next month. So if it's okay with the board, we can move this to the future. If it's okay with the board, let me look right and left. Do we need a motion on that, Mr. Schultz? No. So we will move this as a future agenda item for our May meeting, pardon me. For my meeting, if that's okay with everyone. I'm seeing everyone in agreement. Thank you. I'll contact Ms. Salmak and ask her to attend. One moment. Okay, then that means we are done with our request for funding. We will move back up to monthly reports and start with the trade show subcommittee report. Trade show subcommittee, did you meet? Yes, I'm sorry. That shows you that I've been sick with the flu for a month. She's like, we did meet. Where's your brain at? Sorry, I'm moving through the agenda here. We did meet. We have begun, as a matter of fact, as the trade show subcommittee just yesterday, I received the overview from Saber. I am going to refer back to our minutes and make sure that everything that we wanted in this with Michelle this month is in this event outline, and then we will sign it as a T-bid board and get it back to them so that we can enter into our contract and move forward with getting the Saver event going. So I did receive that. That's part of the report. And went to the LA Times trade show in between last month and this month, and I'm sure John attended. John can tell us about that. John, do you have a moment to tell us? Do you mind?
For the LA Times? it was a good show.
This last weekend. I don't remember the exact count, though, so I apologize for that one, but I need to get that database to Rick, so I'll forward that to you guys probably by the end of today.
Because I would think, I could be dead wrong on this, but I would think it would be in the 800s.
It was a huge stack. The pile in their thin papers was about this tall, which is why it took my staff about 2 weeks to enter all of those.
So we had a lot, and I will tell you, Rochelle did a great job. It was really fun to work with her on the booth. It was my birthday, so it was like fun to spend my birthday in L.A. No, actually, it was a good show. The problem with next year, and I think we have to be cautious, is because now there's a war between the promotions company that did this show and the L.A. Times. So now what it sounds like, they're both going to probably destroy each other's show and have two shows. So be very cautious about, you know, doing that. So it may work out. I mean, they may get together. It still may be a viable thing to do, but that's one problem. But I think overall, you know, we had a lot of people come. A lot of people were very favorable toward Morro Bay. A lot of people knew us, and there were some, of course, that didn't. So it was valuable from that standpoint. The booth is done. So I really strongly recommend that it is almost embarrassing to put that booth up. We kind of turned the lights out and, you know, kind of had it, you know, put a little gauze over it. But it worked out okay. It was not a disaster, but I would not bring that booth up to sunset.
Yeah, we talked about that as part of our trade show subcommittee. The booth is shot. It just needs to be kicked to the curb. And we do have another event coming up, which is the sunset in Menlo Park that Michelle and I have agreed to attend and man the booth. So I think Michelle and I were going to put some things together and try and do it differently, a little bit like a mini saver booth, what we
right.
did.
Mm-hmm.
And since I have both of us have big vehicles, we'll probably just load up and lock and load and get up there and do that, and then we'll get through looking at what we're going to do with the booth once
right.
we do kick it to the curb.
Most everybody, and I shared this with you guys as part of our meeting, you know, most people now just have those little pop-ups, mm-hmm. and, you know, have anywhere from one pop-up to five, depending upon the size of their booth. And those pop-ups basically, you know, they fold down into a thing like this, and you pull it up, and it's a nice, beautiful color banner. And I think we could probably in the future get by with just a couple of those. And then, as you're saying, you know, just fill the booth with some fun things like surfboards and some large blow-ups of photographs, because that's really what people were gravitating to, you know, to have, unless it was somebody, you know, that was a really huge entity. That's basically how they were doing.
Print or look at theirs. I did, and we are up 3% year-on-year for February to February for TOT. We were at 36% last year, and we're at 39% occupancy. Yes, thank you. Last year we had 906 rooms, and this year we had 919, and I know that's because I had 12 rooms out of the fray, so I know exactly where those 12 rooms were from last year. And our receipts were up. And are there any questions? And what was really nice, if you look out to the very end now, there's no asterisk this month. Everybody reported February's TOT. So there you go. Any questions on TOT?
Just a quick one on just what you were talking about. If somebody didn't report in November, December, January, is that just lost, or do they get, when they make up their reporting, does it get picked up in a later month?
It gets pl- From what I understand from talking to Susan about this once, it gets placed back into the month. So you will show an adjustment, and that's why last meeting I did have a question, and I'm not sure that Andrea sent you back with the information, on whether in June of 2010, there still indicates each month, or each month when we receive last year's report, it indicates that in June of 2010 somebody didn't report, and I don't know if they ever came back and reported it. And it also shows that there were three hotels on payment plans for October, November, and December of 2009, and I don't know whether they ever finished paying either. So that was a question I had, and maybe we can bring that back again next month.
To answer the question, they are reported back in the month, so when we receive it, we go back to make sure we get an accurate reflection of when it should have been collected. We do still, I don't know which ones are, but we still have some that are outstanding payments. Just sent out a couple of demand letters for a few more on the vacation rental side is where we're having the difficult time. I don't know of any hotels that have not paid, but I can check and bring that information or email it to you.
I think it might just be a housekeeping issue. I think they may have paid and it just didn't get off here on the end. You know, we use that housekeeping issue in hotels, right, guys? So anyhow, I think it looks good to be 3% up February, and I fully expect March to be up. I don't know how everybody else feels, but I like to think positively. So there you go. That's your TOT report. Any questions on that? Accept it for a file then. And back to the agenda. One moment. And now we move to John Sorgenfrey, TJA Advertising Agency report. For that, John?
Well, thank you. Just to start my report, you have an updated budget, and as you can see, pretty much as we get a motion for, we have money in trade show, public outreach, visitor ad fulfillment, and collateral. So we still have about close to, you know, $50,000 that is still left on the table. There was an interest by the budget subcommittee to leave some of these dollars for, you know, have some contingency and also for some of the funding that's going to be coming up for Saver and some other things. So we're pretty much on target. And if there's any questions, I can help answer those, or I'll move on with my report. Any questions? I'll start by telling you that I had an opportunity last week to go up and visit with our judge from Battle of the Bay, the editor-in-chief of Sunset Magazine. I got an opportunity to go with Noreen Martin and talked about Saver, talked about a variety of things. Also, we did talk about something that I think you might be able to help me. I know John's maybe even more familiar, but she mentioned that at Saver, a family was they had a contest, and this contest basically, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but basically it's like a block gets together, a street gets together, and they raise vegetables, and they do kind of, am I getting this?
Sunset Magazine is putting out a new cookbook, and their cookbook is the One Block Feast.
Okay, there you go.
And so they had a contest, and within that contest, one block in many cities submitted proposals to be one of the finalists, and that block has to raise their vegetables, raise their poultry or whatever it is that they're doing, and then by mid-September they have to have a block party using only what they've raised, grown, or caught. And so John Diodati and the Burton family, Amy Burton and her family, put together a proposal and were one of eight blocks accepted between the 12 western United States to have this event occur at their place. So they're raising their hens out there, and they're going to be making ginger root beer, and they're going to be going out onto the bay and catching their cod and on paddle boards. So they had a very unique submission, and they want a place to have that event. And I contacted them and asked them if they would
block or only families that were picked out of the entire Central Coast region. So I think Morro Bay, it stands to get some great publicity, even if they don't win. They're already going to get written up as a finalist. And, of course, that will certainly help Morro Bay. But I can tell you that, first of all, this person that we all met through the judging of the Battle of the Bay, this editor-in-chief, is the most down-to-earth big boss I've ever met in my life. And if you ever get an opportunity to go up to Sunset, and of course you will with the trade show, but I actually got to see it as I've seen it before when all the booths were up and all the things were staged. The corporate headquarters is an amazing place. It's right in the middle of the residential area in Palo Alto. It's 7.5 acres, and we got a private tour, which was really cool. But they are really, really in love with the Central Coast. And that's a great thing for us. And so I think it's going to be of great interest for us going through with Saver and what we're going to do with them as far as the promotions, you know, during the Santa Margarita event, but also if there's something else that we do. But all I can do is report to you that they love the Central Coast, and they think that the Central Coast emulates exactly what the Sunset Reader is. So it was a good meeting. Next, I would like to show you a video that we produced. And hey, Rick, would you mind turning the lights out? And this is a video that the Budget Subcommittee approved actually a couple months ago. This is to replace the video that's currently on the website, which is now probably about 4 or 5 years old. We'll utilize this for on the website. We'll put it on YouTube. We'll also use it for travel writers and press. And it's just a nice, I think, branding of Discover Your Better Nature and what Morro Bay has to offer to the visitor.
There is a place nearby where the character of nature is unspoiled, where the bounty of the earth and sea is evident everywhere you look, in the richness of the soil, in the freshness of the harvest, in the vastness of the ocean. It is a place of tranquility that permits visitors a rare glimpse into the qualities of life that are too often lost. It is a place that allows you to slow your heart rate, look deep inside, and discover that which is best about yourself. It is a place where you can come to discover your better nature. From the farmer's market. Here you can get to know the vintners, taste the fruits of their harvest, and discover gold medal vintages that will be the envy of all your friends back home. And you can find every kind of cuisine imaginable to accompany your delicious new wine discoveries. Talk about a great getaway. You'll find every conceivable kind of place to stay in Morro Bay. Cosmopolitan spas, B&Bs, or luxury suites. It's all available, it's all affordable, and it's all here, ready to welcome you with the warmest hospitality on the Central Coast. And Morro Bay is a great vacation getaway for the entire family. Experience the kind of magic that lets kids be themselves, unencumbered by the cares of everyday life. Morro Bay seems to bring out the playfulness in kids of all ages. All the tranquility, all the amenities, all the natural beauty, all the activities of an extraordinary seaside vacation, all right here, close by for you to enjoy. Discover nature at its best. Discover the nature of true relaxation. Discover your better nature in beautiful Morro Bay.
So that's the video, and I have to tell you that, as you know, I'm going to have a few more months. It was really great to be able to put this video together. It's sort of, normally I'll sit in on some of the editing sessions, but I actually edited this and took a real interest in the script, and it was, I think it captures what we have to offer, and it certainly, you know, enforces our brand. And we still can make changes, but you know, it's hard to capture everybody in there. You saw we had quick shots, but I think people will get the gist of what we have to offer from a lodging perspective, from dining, from activities. But really what it's all about is just a place to come and relax. And I think with the stress of the world and everything going on, I think people will continue to want to find that answer, and hopefully this video will help them do that. But getting this on YouTube will be, you know, as you know, part of our strategy has been heavy video, because YouTube has become, it's, you know, such a searchable way to find a destination. So we'll get that on YouTube right away, and we'll replace the old video with this one. And we might, I don't have a cost for you, but maybe next to you sitting in that beach bungalow on that little dog bed. Next thing I have is, and Michelle is aware of this as well, when we attended the BID Alliance, we talked about this opportunity that would occur through PBS. And basically what it is, if I can find it here, sorry.
I sent all the board information,
okay,
because I knew it was on our agenda.
Well, thank you.
I actually loaded it. Did everybody get a copy of it, or do we need to pass it along?
Okay. So I'll just do a quick recap then for the public, all those thousands that are watching on TV. The TravelScope reaches 92% of the U.S. market, has 250 million viewers. This is a travel show that's on PBS nationally. It will be repeated many, many times. It's not actually going to occur for viewing until spring of 2012. But the theme of the show is San Luis Obispo County beaches and coastline. And so it'll be an opportunity for them to come to San Luis Obispo County and film our various beaches, our coastal towns. And then the person that's doing this will be a half-hour show. And then there's a lot of other web. I won't go through it all because I know we're pressed for time. But you saw there's a lot of value added with their website, which gets like 250,000 viewers. Bottom line is that we thought that this would be good for each BID to maybe do a co-op with. And I can tell you that according to Cheryl at the CBID, her marketing committee approved it. I think the city of San Luis Obispo did approve it. Pismo Beach approved it yesterday at the meeting that I was at. So if Morro Bay approves it with a contribution of $4,000, and all, there's a little caveat to that, then we would have enough money to fund this. I took this to the promotions committee this morning and asked them to contribute. So they offered to do $1,000. So the commitment, instead of four to the BID, would be three.
I read over the whole TravelScope thing. I went to their website. I looked at it. I think it's a wonderful opportunity. I go back to any time I can partner like this, I think it's really good for us to, you know, the whole kumbaya thing. It stretches our dollar.
So this is on our agenda later.
It is on
our
agenda.
Oh, it is? I'm sorry. I didn't know it was.
I called and requested it to be on there, so I don't know if we want to discuss this now.
No.
I thought that was another
opportunity. You're right.
It is on our agenda later. Well, and it was worded wrong on the agenda. It brings it as a county.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, you got my presentation of it.
I think John likes it. Okay.
Be assisting us. All of us were hoping that we could beat Monterey. I think we were kind of like thinking that it wouldn't be possible, but we did. We have over 22 pages of editorial, advertorial. As you can see by going through, Morro Bay they didn't get the signature shot on the first page, but they got the signature shot on the next second page. And we're very well represented. I will tell you, Joan worked really hard in the meetings, as I did, to get Morro Bay its coverage and its due, and I think we were successful in that. This is going to all go to a landing page housed within the county VCB site. So when that landing page, when they go to the landing page, they'll enter to win the ultimate Central Coast getaway. And the prizes there are still sort of generic at this point, because we're waiting for Molly to get back from her maternity leave. But we wanted to go ahead and get a prize going. So we have things like, you know, four-night stay, dinners for two, lunches for two, various activities. We did a kayak trip. And then the big one is the private tour of Hearst Castle and swim in the Neptune Pool. So we got a great prize. I did talk to Brittany a couple of days ago. She's going to run a report for me. She said she's getting a lot of response. So the spread that you see in the magazine is what we put together for our ad, which was $18,000, and then the rest of it is just now unfolding with the banner ads in LA Times, San Jose Mercury News, and Sunset.
I liked it. I liked that we got the best golf in the county. I felt that our coverage was really good in here as far as they highlighted our Winter Bird Festival, some of our winter things, rather than just our summer events, which I think really will help to bolster us in the future. It showed our must-sees, our must-dos, and I just, I loved, of course, the shot of Morro Bay. I thought, but for me, of course, that's a no-brainer when they're putting these things together. Got to have more rock in there. When I got these mailed to me, I just wanted to make sure that everybody got their copy, and also that U.S. Airways gave us this framed photo of the cover shot to this, and it's down here for our T-bid for part of our sponsorship, and I'll turn that over to the city so they can hang it in the city offices.
And I could just add one thing I forgot about my trip up to Sunset is, and I wish I could say that I thought of this going up there. It was really came up in conversation, but one of the stories that, you know, we could think we don't need these people. I mean, it's going to get hot from May all the way through till end of September, maybe even in October. And also, it's a very senior level market, so these people can come when we may not be full in midweek and summer. They can come then. So this might be something for next year's budget, but you might think about putting some dollars into that Arizona market. But she was, her reaction to that story or that idea there that that could happen, she was really interested in doing a follow-up story on that, or do a story on it.
Also, just in line, I thought it was interesting that we got a mention about the golf, because it was it 3 or 4 weeks ago, John had sent me an item about a golf site, and I had sent it to John and also Craig, that there is a site that makes, that says, not, when you look at Morro Bay golf site, there's nothing about our hotel. So I was asking if we could find out how the Morro Bay .org could be part of that golf site, and see what the ads are, especially now with this. I mean, mm-hmm. It's a good tie-in.
Sure.
Also, I thought it was really nice that we're still partnering with the restaurants. As you saw, and you may see in here that Mark Tognazzini was quoted, and he was one of the people when they said to John and I, put some people with interesting family stories that have a history in Morro Bay into the room. We'd like to talk to them. We asked Mark and Bonnie Tognazzini if they would go talk to U.S. Airways, and they did, and they got quoted in this, and their restaurant got a nice mention. So I think that that's really great that we continue to partner with all of the businesses here in our city. Okay. Anything else, John? Or any other comments on John's report?
One thing, too. I was at the VCB yesterday and picked up about 10 of these, not knowing that you would bring U.S. Airways. So if, Craig, you want them for the visitor center, or if anybody would like a couple, they're welcome. I don't need all of them, so just FYI.
The only other thing I had is I was going to bring Rick up to do a web report real quick.
Absolutely. Let us not miss that. Thank you.
Real quick, one of the things I heard already that we talked about, that March had 19,000 visitor sessions. Well, we have to look at March a little closer. What happened in March that would affect that tremendously is called the tsunami, okay? So here's one thing, that your web camera is not on an embedded page on morrobay.org. That's probably where the traffic was at. So I would have been not basically banner ad, Mercury News, San Luis Obispo County, LA Times, and the Fresno Bee. Next up is the Facebook. Now remember, on Facebook, we always try to put a link back to some content, either on morrobay.org or back to the travel log. And if you look down further down the list, you can see the travel log is also referring content back to morrobay.org. Why I bring this up is because when Jane was out there talking about the lack of communication with the triathlon, I had our friend here bring up the calendar, and lo and behold, the triathlon is not there. Now, that is one thing, but what happens also is the Facebook posts, the travelog posts, and me going out and doing the YouTube is all affected, because I build mine off of that calendar. If it's not there, I'm unaware of it. And so once again, it's that communication issue, which would have a tremendous ripple effect as if we apply that with our integrated social media report. And as John said, how YouTube is so important. One of the things I brought back in front of you before is how well balanced our social media is now with this integrated approach. You're still number two in the county with, when you look at Facebook fans and YouTube video views. Everybody else is below you except for Pismo Beach, which has been at it a lot longer, even the county, even all of the other bids. So those are important things to keep your name and your message in front of a lot of people. So that's one of the things I wanted to bring up real quick as the meeting develops here. Now, we can go back in, unless somebody has a question to stop me, I'll go back into your, what I consider the most important is the master lodging report and the click-throughs. Remember, we're tracking how many of the hotel listings are being viewed, how many are the click-throughs, and then we add the Jackrabbit clicks into that. One of the things that we were always interested in with Jackrabbit is, was Jackrabbit going to be additive, subtractive, or relatively neutral to driving traffic to the property websites? Well, as you can see, coming up in June, we will have our first across-the-board comparison before all that. Right now, the best speculation I can come up with looking at your numbers is Jackrabbit is going to add an additional 60 to 70% visits to your websites. And you can kind of get a little indication of this by how much when you look down the Jackrabbit column, and that's, I'm referring to this spreadsheet here, the lodging report that was sent out to you, is that's a best guess. And so that's a really good value of what Jack, and that looks like it's going to hold true. I won't know until we get the report from the month of June, but I'm suspecting right now you'll see about a 60 to 70% increase, which shows you the value of what you're paying for Jackrabbit right there. Now, the last thing, getting ready for the handoff, the big handoff is in 70 days here. One of the things that we did do is normally I would probably put up YouTube videos over a period of time, but John said, no, Rick, let's stop that. Let's get them all up there. And so what we did, if you can scroll down on the left here and click on the multimedia tab, hopefully it's on that one. If not, yeah, you might go back to the home page real quick. What we did is we loaded up the multimedia gallery. Click on the multimedia gallery link. And then click on the Morro Bay video viewer, the second one down. So what we did is this is the video viewer that we created for you off of the YouTube videos. And that's now got all of what we're calling the Discover. You can see Mark is there, Flo is there, Neil is there, and I can't pronounce his name, and Jeff is there with all of the little short clips.
Ravishani.
Okay. I would butcher it, so I'll just let John do it or somebody else do it. So that's how it all works right now. So what's really cool about this video viewer, it's run off of an XML file so that we can basically configure it to see any kind of theme that we want, and we just changed it over so it's going to be playing all the videos from that one, Discover, and it still has the Discover Morro Bay in 60 seconds, which has now got about 1,800 views, and it's from the front page there. So,
I have a question. Can you go? Okay, so the Pelican video is the old video
That's the old video that's been kind of the landmark there. I think it's got 18,000 views on YouTube, and that's what John's saying. We're going to replace
that with the
newer version.
Great.
And then we always keep on the home page something that's even more up to date and more changeable. And right now, that 60-second tour of Morro Bay is there, and that can be changed to something else in the future here. So, any questions at all? And then I know you have a long agenda, so I kind of skip through a lot. I hate to bore you guys with all the numbers that I live with every day. So,
you're not boring to us. We like data.
So
are there any questions for
see what we're
Rick?
Doing. Okay.
We are ripping through this. Okay.
And we're working on a lot of stuff. I just don't know what we want to do. And did everybody read it? Okay. So we have a lot of things that we could do. In May, one of the things we have to decide specifically is if we want to at least be on the website to offer 15% off weekdays, Sundays through Thursdays as a hotel packaging. Okay, and that is May 1st through June 10th.
Mm-hmm. Is that a question for discussion?
I personally think that we should continue doing it through mid-June and allow what we've been doing before, just allow the hoteliers that want to participate to participate.
I agree. I know we're moving into the high season here, so I think it's going to be difficult. I think past the 10th of June, seeing that school starts to get out between the 10th of June and the 20th of June for most schools, including year-round schools that get out for 30 days, I think that, you know, that's our high peak travel season. And I'm going to be honest, I don't see a lot of discounts other than AAA discounts and those kinds of things.
On the weekends.
Coming right. through on right. the weekends that's or even on the weekdays. You know, most hoteliers stick to rack rate and don't even discount on weekends during the summer.
Well, right. That's why I'm only proposing a weekday.
Through June 10th.
Yeah. June 10th, but if you want to increase it to June 15th, that's the board's decision.
I think June 10th is appropriate. Looking at the calendar, the 11th and 12th, that's traditionally graduation weekend.
Yeah, that's why I only did it to June 10th. Yeah.
I think I would say move forward if we're pulling.
Yeah, I say move forward. There's going to be restrictions. Each hotelier is going to have their own restrictions with it, you know, not Memorial Day weekend, blah, 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 not during car show weekend.
Right.
Well, this is a weekday, so, yeah, if they don't want it Thursdays, that's
sometimes the car show people come in on Thursday, but I know what you mean. I agree with you, Jane. Okay. I like it.
All right, and then the other thing is just to, as I said, with the taffy, Tuesday taffy, we had 19 coupons that we collected for the first month. I haven't collected this month, so it's way under budget, let's put it that way. But this Discover, we have an idea of Discover Morro Bay, which is, I've already talked to the naturalist. We consider this a donation, okay, because it's the nonprofit. But each of the, and I think it's, you know, it's kind of what goes around comes around type of thing. And people come in, what's there to do during the week? This is a really good thing. Get them over there. They'll learn all about Morro Bay, which is really nice, and see a lot of the area. But it's the type of thing where we'll have to develop a pass. And with these passes, you know, with the picture on it, a map maybe on the back side of the pass. And but we're going to have to sell these to the hoteliers who will pick them up and decide how they want to give it to the, you know, the guest. And it will cost $1.50 per ticket. So we're going to have to pre-sell those, which means that the visitor center is going to have to be open and make an accounting for this, et cetera, et cetera. And so whoever participates on it are going to have to do it within their own advertising if we don't take it on as a TBID. You see, with Tuesday Taffies, we took that on as a TBID. So TBID paid for it, so every hotel would get it. In this proposal, we aren't doing that. We could change that, but there was questions, why should we pay for the other hotels? Why should we do it under TBID? So there's that. The other thing that we were talking about was we could also just do a never too much fresh air, because the fresh air always makes us hungry. That was, you know, make us tired and hungry. That's what they say. Okay, so we're saying Mochi Mondays, every hotel that participates gives a little free bag of microwavable popcorn, Ice Cream Tuesdays, free scoops of ice cream at, you know, the bakery, Weighted Wednesdays, two free freshly baked cookies at the French Bakery, Chocolate Thursdays, two pieces of Morro Bay Mud Fudge. Again, we're asking if you participate with this, then you're going to have to purchase this, you know, as the hotels, and give that. But you have to commit to the whole thing. It's a lot of commitments. If we're not going to take it on as a TBID, it's a lot of individual coordination and commitments. And again, this would have to be handled by the visitor center. the best thing that I met with was with John Weiss and the chairman of the chamber. We're trying to resurrect the idea of the Morro Bay dollars, where the host restaurateurs to figure that out. And again, it's something that the hotelier will have to purchase the ticket, you know, through the visitor center. This all comes back to the visitor center. Okay, this is a key issue. And right now, the when I called, I was told that the chamber hours are Monday through Fridays, 9 to 5, and the visitor center hours are Saturdays and Sundays. Saturdays 10 to 4, Sundays 10 to 2. So we have to really look at that and look at the season, and I made a suggestion about hours, and we have to figure out how that's going to be impacting cost. So there's a whole lot that we have to talk about packaging. And on TBID, are we packaging for all the hotels, or are we going to do these little individual programs and then contact every hotel, do you want to do this? How are we going to coordinate it? And that was the beauty of Taffy Tuesdays, because we took it on, we decided to pay for it, it's costing us a lot less, and the hoteliers are just given, you know, written instructions, and this is what you're going to do. If you want to do it, put your name down here. So, and I want to thank Craig and John for all their input.
Thank you, Jane. Big report and good stuff. So, comments?
Always want to start. I'll start. I guess it depends on how we look at it. I think it's a tough one. For me, I kind of feel like you play, you pay. I don't feel like, and I know the TBID, everybody's paying, but I feel like I don't want to be paying for everybody's tickets, and are they going to be just handing them out the side to their kids? And so personally, I feel like some of these where we're paying out of pocket, I'd like to see it where it's a partnership. So the hotel, you know, for me as a hotelier, I would pay $1.50. And I would pick up that. I wouldn't expect the TBID to pick up that dollar. I want to participate in the promotion. I'm going to have some cost involved with it. It's a minimal cost. We as a TBID are going out and getting the marketing ideas. We're negotiating the negotiations. We're getting the dollars from $3 to $1.50. That's kind of where that falls in. And then I feel that the hotelier who wants to participate should participate and have to pay for it. So that's how I feel on any and all of these, any of them on all of them. I agree. I like the little Morro Bay dollars, but I remember that going on a few years ago, and I remember it kind of being a little not maybe very organized. I remember, didn't we have like clam dollars or sand dollars? Or I remember there in here, as we all know as hoteliers, check-in times anywhere usually from 2 to 4. By the time they get in and settled in or come in to look for a hotel to stay, the visitor center is kind of closing. So I really, really do have a concern with visitor hours, but I know it's manpower and it's dollars. So I know there's issues that need to be hashed out with that as well. So there's where I stand on all of that.
If I can just state, if what I'm looking for is an approval for 15% off weekdays, Sundays through Thursdays, from May 1st through June 10th. And if we can do the Discover Morro Bay, that would be for all of May and June. And where we're doing the, just with the Natural History Museum.
I think both of those, I think I would love to
see. And then coordinate that with Visitor Center. So if you can look at those, and that's May and June, and then John will put together the tickets with that. And then when we hand those out to the hoteliers, there will be an information list on how they, okay.
Do
we?
We're always open. Either way, we can do a motion. Let's have the motion first. And let's look for a motion to go to the 10th on the 15% off on weekdays, the 10th of June. And then we'll look for the second motion for the Discover and the museum partnering with the individual hoteliers, I think, is the direction that the board is looking at. Is there a motion?
I would move that we approve the 50% package for May to the middle of June and the partnership with the Natural History Museum for the reduced rate on the admission passes to the museum.
Second.
Okay, discussion. I think we've heard.
That was for May and June for the
through June 10th.
The Discovers
for all the month of June.
All the month of June. To
the only comment that I have, Jane, on these packages, and I think it's great that Craig sits on that subcommittee, because I think a lot of what we're talking about is going to be funneled through Chamber and visitors. But it seems like we're getting into a lot of packages that would require a lot of auxiliary handling. And I think where we were very successful.
Does it sell rooms? I mean, I understand stay two nights, get a third night free. Yeah, that's probably going to sell a room. And I grabbed the wrong notebook because I had a sticker on the front of my other notebook at home when I meant to bring it. But it was, I took it off the front page of the Tribune a month or so ago. And it was the Cambria Pines Inn, I guess it is. And it was, you know, book a weekend, and it's dinner for free, including a bottle of wine at their restaurant. And breakfast. And I thought, you know what? You know, if I'm to spend a week in LA and I'm to spend a weekend out of town, I get dinner thrown in, breakfast thrown in, nice place. You know, I'm kind of, that might sell me a room. But I mean, I like the Taffy Tuesday and the you know, the gimmick of it kind of thing. But I don't know if that's going to cause me to stay here, you know, to buy a room. Is that,
well,
but your hotel,
I agree with you. I agree with all that. And that's what I'm saying. Discover Morro Bay. The only reason we came up with a weekday event is because I know for us, people are saying, what can we do? What can we do? So that's just something we can put out there for other hoteliers to decide what they want to do. Because, you know, for a packaging committee, we're also there to say, oh, this, oh, well, look, if we can get free tickets here, let's stay there during the week for even one night rather than travel someplace else. So even though it's a gimmick, it's giving them something to do during the week. And stay two nights on the weekend, like Estero Inn has some great packages for every single thought you could think of. You know, stay two nights, get this. We have to package something for all of our hotels. And I have to tell you that we have, again, hotels that are still having rack rates at $29 and $39, and on the weekend maybe $100 or less. They can't do that, okay? So that becomes a little bit more individualized. Or they'll have to add it, you know, stay tuned, and we have to do something standardized. So the 15% off is standardized. If stay two nights, that was for Cambria Pines, but it might not be for another hotel in that area. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I guess maybe that's getting to the essence here, because if you're in the budget category hotel versus the luxury hotel, and we've got obviously both in town, I don't know if you can standardize a package for two hotels or two lodging businesses.
$20 or $30 or $50, whatever, as a tiered program. So it would be something that would be attractive to all levels of hoteliers in town.
Well, one of the things that I was talking about with John Weiss was a gas program. And I said, well, why don't we just do gasoline dollars, okay? But the gasoline stations will not participate. So if everybody wants to go ahead and just offer, we'll give you $20 back in gas or something like that, you know, again, those smaller hotels, you know, you can do a percentage. So, you know, 15% of your bill will give you back what, in cash? Or how are you going to do that?
I'd look at it as a room credit. I think it'd be easiest to do it.
A gift certificate for a next stay, maybe. Or if it's a room credit, then you're taking away from TBID dollars, right?
Okay. I'm going to caution the board here. We have a motion on the table. The motion is, if Rob, could you read that back to us? No. The motion is, I believe, for
I'll repeat it, John.
It was Karen. Thank you.
Yeah. The motion was to go ahead and set up the packages of a 15% discount on a Sunday through Thursday from May to June 10th. And also to go ahead with partnering with the Natural History Museum on passes at $1.50 apiece.
Which would be individual
through for May and June. Play.
And I think that would not be on the moralbay.org. That would be an individual site.
Are there, I believe that the way we've handled in the past is we've blasted out to all the hoteliers on the back end. These are the packages that TBID has coming up. If you'd like to participate in those packages, please send us your parameters, not Memorial Day week or whatever your parameter is, and we'll list that on the website under the specials. So I think that that's the way that we should move forward with it again and allow the hotelier to choose if they're going to. Now, our job is to create a marketing opportunity, and whether you eat from that plate is your decision. I agree with John Meyer's thought that you can't, there's different marketing opportunities for different folks here. We, for example, pay for the front cover of the travel coupon guide last year, and we had Moral Rock on the cover of the travel coupon guide for several months. And
to me, I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to send to the hotels regarding the Natural History Museum. Is it mainly just that the opportunity? It would almost seem like that they would want to contact the museum and get their discount coupons directly from them.
Well, actually, the museum asked us to develop the coupon.
Okay, I mean, I can create it, but I think it needs to be housed there. So if a hotelier says, I like this idea,
Let them purchase it directly from the museum.
I'd like 20 of them.
I think you're right. It'll be a lot easier that way. And then for the next meeting, what we'll work on is a gas thing, but that goes back into, you're going to be coming into season, so you're saying, I'm not going to give AAA, you know, but I'll give you a percentage of your hotel stay towards gas.
You know, it could be as simple as, you're right, it could be as simple as, you show me your gas receipt that you filled up at a gas station in Moral Bay. You bring your receipt in. You don't need to have AAA. You don't need to be AARP. That gets you 10% or whatever your AAA discount is at your hotel. That gets you that same level of discount off of my hotel room Sunday through Thursday.
Okay, but what if I'm AAA? I want my AAA discount, and you're also advertising, and I want my gas discount.
Discounts are not multiplied. Yeah, I don't know any hotelier who multiplies.
No, I'm just asking because.
Well, and that might be something for just, maybe we decide that the gas thing starts in August or something. You know, we don't have to necessarily say it's going to be a June, July, and August thing. Maybe we, you know, we all know summer goes back. Kids go back to school mid-August now. You know, they go back like the 20-something. I'd have to look it up, but it's early. Maybe we decide to do the gas thing starting mid-August. Or we say it's a Sunday through, whatever. But I think the gas coupon, obviously, we would like to, I think that's something that will generate a lot of buzz. And maybe some don't participate in summer, some do. But, you know, some might want to wait till August, mid-August to start them.
And good reports, Jane. Thanks for all the work. I know you've been working hard on those. Totally appreciate it. I think they're great. Okay, and now, sorry, we did hotel packaging. We are creative, did not meet. Public relations, did not meet. Visitor and Conference Bureau report. County Business Improvement District report. VCB, Michelle.
Okay, so we had our VCB meeting yesterday. As of yesterday, that U.S. Airways, this thing here, got 300 sign-ups for the ultimate getaway. And that was as of yesterday. Brittany gave me that information, just FYI on that. There's powwow coming up. Joan's going to talk about that. In May, though, they do have a few fam trips, trail finders, some France people. There's some tour operators coming in that came in March. And we've got some people coming in for another motor coach fam trip opportunity for May. But I think that's kind of the basics on... And I think everybody saw the Tourism Month celebration. We're all invited to that. They're doing a big thing for May 5th up at Hearst Castle. So if you haven't gotten that, check with me. And then I think that's it for VCB. And then the BID Alliance,
I know Joan didn't go to that. So she's got something on Cheryl. One thing that she may not know about because she wasn't at the meeting, for the BID, Travel Scopes is on there, so we need to talk about that later in the agenda. The other thing that was really interesting that I thought, the San Luis Obispo Airport came to the BID Alliance and gave a really lengthy, long report. And I have to say, I think this is something we should throw on our future agenda, is maybe doing, I know, and I hate to say that, but iFlySlow.com, everybody out there needs to probably go. It's really cool. I wish I had a little bit more information, but I was a little unprepared today. It's been busy. It's really neat. I think there's some marketing opportunities for Morro Bay, and I know John might know a little bit more about, I know he sits on the airport stuff, but basically they're really, really working on trying to get more flights, and that obviously benefits us. But there's some marketing opportunities that I think as a board we could look at of possibly marketing out there at the airport, and I don't think that they're really, really huge, costly things. So I'll maybe do a little research on that. I'll talk with Joan about it. But for $35, you can go be a member there, and you get this really great tag, or bag tag, and it's really cool. I wish I had the logo. It has Morro Bay Rock. It's almost like the U.S. Airways thing, and that's what they're doing for their marketing. And so it's really, really neat. It's kind of something similar to this. It has like Hearst Castle. It has the Rock. It's all for the county. And I think it's a really neat thing. But for $35, you can go sign up and you get a bag tag. I've already signed up. And it's a beautiful bag tag. But it's just neat to support the airport. I think that, you know, the airport needs some support. And it'd be nice to see us maybe do some advertising with that. So that they came out for that as well. So that was my report.
I can just tell you that it's very affordable because Pismo never had the intention of being like the sole advertiser there. I mean, they just sort of kind of stepped up and just started to do it. But if you go into the door, you see a big mural with Pismo. I mean, there's the line to help the airport. And I think one of the things that we might want to think about is if they get us, in other words, get us a destination and we will support it. So in other words, say you get Denver. I mean, how many BIDs would be willing to, like, and I don't even know what the figure would be, say 25,000 for each BID. So then they could go to the airport or the airlines and say, if you come to San Luis Obispo, we'll spend $100,000 to market the flight. Because that's the only frustration, frankly, that I've had, and maybe we need to talk about this when it's on the agenda, but it's getting them to want to do some, go along with advertising to these airlines, because you can do guarantees and all these other things, but I think that's where the strength needs to come, because they have no money, you know, to spend on marketing. And we would, each BID wouldn't spend the money unless the service came. So I mean, it's not like you're gonna give $100,000 in hopes, but that's something maybe you might want to agendize. But I think that's really where we need to talk to the airport and say you guys need to get a little more aggressive. And
I have to say, for me, it was really enlightening. I didn't know the whole process of it, and I think for this board, it would be something like John saying to really try to help and support that airport. And there's so many multiple ways to support it. And like he's saying, I mean, they're out trying to get new service. You know, they were just at Salt Lake City. They're trying to get more service to come here. But the airlines will only look at it if there's support in the community and if they have guarantees that they're going to sell those tickets. So I think, and that's why I think it's for a much larger discussion. I think it's some huge opportunities. We all would love to have more flights coming into San Luis County. That gets more people heads in beds. So I think that it's something somewhere, I know priorities are hard, but I think it's something that we need to consider. And like you said, there's a lot of marketing opportunities just at the airport as well. So.
Good job. Good job. Thank you. I do have a little county. I met with Cheryl Cummings, and it's going to be coming back to us to do a partnership with the county CBID. They are going to be doing, because they have Highway 1 and it shoots through so many of the unincorporated areas, they're going to be doing a county loop, a scenic loop that takes you through the county and through the wine country, up Highway 1, and then back around and through Santa Margarita, and it loops around and comes through Morro Bay. So they're looking to partner with us on this virtual scenic loop, and then on the true scenic loop, talking about, you know, like when you're driving through the wine country, you mark the scenic loop by having the farmer with this huge bushel of grapes, and then a couple miles down the road you have the vintner holding the bottle of wine, And then as you get into Morro Bay, you have, for example, Mark Tognazzini holding a giant fish. You know, as you get in, that becomes part of our billboard, is, you know, the fisherman holding the fish and the avocado grower with his bushel of avocados as you come through Highway 41. And so we're going to be, she's going to be putting that together as a report and bringing that back to us as a marketing opportunity for us to join in and get people off of 101 and over this 12 miles. It's that huge 12-mile adventure out to Morro Bay that we need to get them on. And so we're looking at creative ways to join with them to do that. So that is my CBID report. And then, let's see, did fulfillment subcommittee was, it's listed on here as fulfillment subcommittee, which I think is being confused with brochures and booklets and those things. This was a fulfillment percentage subcommittee that John Myers, myself, and I have to look, this will be coming up. We haven't been meeting because this was a percentage subcommittee, and this is probably a subcommittee that we can do away with.
I thought we removed a subcommittee last.
We did. Last time we removed the visitor center percentage subcommittee.
I'm like, this didn't we remove something?
A fulfillment, to study fulfillment percentages.
I'd like to make a motion then that we remove
I
fulfillment percentage subcommittee since it's not needed anymore.
Can we have a second on that,
I'll
please?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. So, Member Hawk is... I'm going to, remind Rob. Hawk has made the motion. And the second was by Member Mendoza?
Yeah.
And it passed. All in favor. Okay, thank you very much. Is there anybody who needs a 10-minute break at this point? Or
I just have one thing to ask, and that is, you have a budget committee on here. When the budget committee meets, we have this budget we've been working on right here, which says total budget spent and then still available. But I would like to have, if you guys could just look at a category that says funds that have been identified that have not been spent.
Committed funds.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha.
And also unidentified.
So 5 minutes.
I just took it. I love it.
We are going to unfinished business, which we do not have any of, and we will move through six unfinished business to seven new business. And we need Rob in the room for this one.
I'll go tell him.
Okay. We've got a second. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? None. Okay, so we will move to B. Discussion of the TBID subcommittees and the members. I printed for everyone a copy of where everyone sits, what they do, and blah, blah, blah. This subcommittees came up in conversation with myself and Member Schmidt because he is the director of the chamber. He also sits on all kinds of community subcommittees and event blah, 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 and da-da-da, la-la-la. And so he is taxed with constantly meeting with people who want his time. And so which is good. We love to meet with Craig. It's fun. Thank you. It's a love fest. So I just want to look over this because he wasn't sure. We had discussed what he was on, and we talked about maybe him jumping off of a couple of these to lighten his load, because we can still get TBID business done on a lot of these subcommittees without the director of the visitor center there. And then I thought, well, if we're going to open it up for switching up, we might open it up to the whole board for any that they want to switch up. So I'm going to open up to Craig first and talk to him about which ones he may want to pop off of, if he indeed does want to, Craig.
I think I'd like to retain website, seeing as the chamber is a third leg of that stool, so it's probably good for me to be part of that, and also with the packaging subcommittee, because I think our connections with the businesses might assist that committee.
So you're on creative and trade show, and you want to pop off those two?
Yes, please.
Okay, so that's the creative subcommittee. That's ad development, creative ad development, and approval of
ads.
Okay. Like we selected the pitcher for Saver. Okay. I didn't bring that with me. We selected the new pitcher for Saver. And
well, I could take Craig's place on the creative. If nobody
okay,
else,
is there anybody
if
else who's interested in creative? I know at one point Member Beeman was interested in creative.
I wanted to be on the creative. Would you take trade show? Come on. You could do it. You could do it. You could do it.
Okay, you two arm wrestle. Okay, so we know that we have two people who are interested in that. So we'll write that out to the side. I'm looking right now, though, first before we move into moving people on. Let's look at, is there anybody who would like to pop off of a subcommittee other than Member Schmidt? Or is everybody satisfied with where they sit now?
The only comment that I have to make is, and I don't hear anybody volunteering to pop off, but I would like to go on to the Budget Committee. I have a pretty strong accounting background. I think it's essential in going forward, particularly with a new marketing system. So I'll just put that out there if anybody's, you know, ready to give that position up.
Okay, so we have interest in somebody going on to the budget. So put a little star next to that.
Now, what about the other, can we look at adding another subcommittee, the transition? Is that appropriate
when
to talk
that
about
comes
that?
Up, when that okay. comes up on the agenda, we'll look all at right. that. Let's get through this one. So we have opening on website. Is there anybody interested in? No, I'm sorry. We have, he's staying on website and packaging. We have opening on creative. We have opening on trade show. Let's go to trade show first. It's actually very fun, guys, to sit on trade
all right.
show.
I'll volunteer for
on.
Trade show.
Trade show, we're going to take. Didn't you have fun helping with the trade show last year?
Tons of fun.
Then I'll do that. I'll do that creative then. I'll be on the creative.
All right.
You are an artist. Isn't that your profession?
That's one of them.
Should work well. Many hats. Okay, and so we'll pop Member Beeman on to creative. Okay, and now back down to budget.
I don't have any problem with that.
Okay, so so we are looking to put Member Biagini on and move Member Mendoza on to trade show. So do we need a motion? Thank you. So I'm just going to cover this again. Website subcommittee is Member Hawkins, Solu, and Schmidt. Packaging is Beeman, Myers, and Schmidt. Creative, Biagini, Solu, and Beeman. Trade show, Hawkes, Solu, and Mendoza. Public relations, Hawkes, Myers, and Biagini. Budget, Hawkes, Solu, and Biagini. Everyone got that? I'll print up a fresh one and get it to you via email. Okay, I better keep this one. Hang on. Please don't expect it tonight, but it will be coming within the next week or so. Okay, so with that, we will move to back up to A, which I need to turn over to Mr. Schultz. A is the recommendation to renew the TBIT assessment for the year 2011-2012. Mr. Schultz.
Our ordinance requires us every year to go through a process where we'll be redoing the assessment. You have a public hearing that's scheduled for the May meeting in front of City Council, and it's just in front of you guys to make that recommendation to go forward with the reassessment for 2010-2011. Notices will go out to all the hoteliers again and see if there's any a protest vote, but it's the process we do according to our ordinance and state law.
So I believe everybody understands that. We'll look for a motion and discussion. I'm sorry, go ahead.
In the past year, we did the recommendation to go from 2 to 3%. I'm not I'm assuming, because I haven't known anything, that we just want to stay at the 3% and keep it the way it is.
Correct.
I will be, hopefully, and that's separate. The ordinance is separate in doing that. We will be bringing back the bylaws for you to make some changes within the bylaws, and that has to do with a number of issues that have come up in the last few months and could change even more. One of the things later on in your is possibly combining the two boards, depending on what council does with that. But there's also, I think, going to be a makeup change in that now that we're funding from the TBID to the visitor center, I think there needs to be a makeup change with the executive director being on the board. But that's a separate.
Is there a second?
Second.
What are your seconds? Is there a discussion on that?
I have a discussion. I think that I would like to know a little bit before I voted on it. I'd like to know about the combination of the community promotions and T board and how it might play. Because if I'm funding 3% into an area that I'm don't have that, you know, participation into the expenditures of that 3%, then I might think differently about the 3%.
That's a legal question that I believe Mr. Schultz can answer. I believe that the TBID may would still need to go as, it doesn't matter who sits on the board, the TBID money must promote those who are assessed. But Mr. Schultz.
That's correct. But just as to the makeup of it, that's still unknown. I'll give you what the recommendation was. Promotions was, it was to keep the two boards separate, but work on other ways to improve efficiency. Maybe doing the they meet from 8 to 9, then a joint meeting on joint items that you do together, and then they leave and you do your meeting, so that there isn't two reports from the advertising agency, there isn't two reports from the subcommittee meetings that are joined. So that was their recommendation. But if in fact, you know, council did say we were going to combine them together, then of course the bylaws and the ordinance would have to be redone, which would require a vote of your hoteliers, because our ordinance specifically says what the makeup is, I believe, or if it's in the bylaws, we would have to give that type of notice to your board to let you know. So you'd have the type, if in fact you know, totally against this new makeup, there would be the opportunities that, for the hoteliers to vote against it.
I have one other question. John, you might know. I know who he is. what's the percent of TBID? I was just jumping over Rob for John. Physically. John, what's the percentage of TBID that Pismo pays? Do you know?
They pay 1%.
1% is TBID. And what is their city tax?
10%.
So the city tax went up to 10%. Okay, but Pismo's a 1% TBID. Do you know what San Luis is for their TBID?
2%.
2%. And then what is Cambria? Do they even have
one? They're part of the CBID, which is 2%.
2%.
But theirs is a little different because they actually kick back the other 1% to the major areas.
Okay. So right now in the local areas, our TBID is the highest, correct?
But to put one thing into perspective, with Pismo at 1%, their TOT is at $6 million.
No, I know. Right. I understand, okay. But they also have to run a lot more stuff. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, I have a question for Rob, and that is if we approve the 3%, is it going to stick for a year, or are we going to be asked to increase that or increase taxes? What's on the thought of the council? Because we went through this last year a little bit.
Yeah, I have not. Well, let's put it this way. No, not in the next year. A tax has to go on a general election, so it wouldn't be till 2012. So we won't see any tax. I shouldn't say they can't, but it has to be for emergency purposes in a special election. So I would refrain from doing that and tell them if they wanted to do TOT or some other type of tax, it wouldn't be till June or November of 2012.
Thank you. Any other? We have a motion. Agreed. We have a motion on the table, and we have a second. Is there any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion passes. Motion carries. Full board vote. Okay, so as a T-bid, we just voted for the T-bid. I just wanted to point that out. We're going to skip B because we already did it. We're going to move to C, back on schedule here, is the discussion of the proposal to combine the Community Promotions Committee and the T-bid board. Well.
Yes, coming to council on them, it was at the last meeting, but it was too late of a meeting, so they continued it, and it'll be on the first meeting in May that they'll discuss the visitor center and, you know, possible issues on how to make that more efficient. And then also part of that agenda item is possibly combining the promotions and T-bid into one board for efficiency purposes. As I just told you, the Community Promotions Committee talked about this morning, and their recommendation was is that you don't do that, but you look, you know, we've been discussing this issue since the beginning in 18 months. You know, there is some overlaps, and that's part of your bylaws that I'd like you to review. The Promotions Committee did in the last year go over their bylaws and really defined them into where they believe they do have a separate mission and a separate marching orders than this board does. Your bylaws were put together very quickly to get it up and running, but maybe that's what I'd like to do is bring them back to you for your input and to see where they need to be changed. So, but that's a little bit of a separate issue, but the idea of whether you're up for discussion and to make a recommendation is whether you think it's a good idea to combine them or not combine them. And then the next question would be, obviously, you know, what is the makeup of that?
Thank you. I'm going to pull the board. I'm going to start with Member Schmidt on the end, and we'll just go through a straight line. So any comments or questions for discussion on this?
I believe with the way that the funding is with the Promotions Committee getting tax dollars and the T-bid receiving money through the hoteliers, it kind of makes sense to keep them separate, but there are things that we can share, as Rob said, to maybe shorten our meetings and improve the communication between the two groups so that there isn't duplication of efforts. That's it.
That was going to be one of my questions. It's my understanding that Community Promotions gets their funding from the city through general fund, and with the T-bid receiving its self-assessment through hoteliers, I wasn't really sure how we could actually combine them in a board legally. So that was a major question with me in discussion of combining them.
Yeah, and how I would see it would probably work is you'd still have two pots of money, maybe two separate budgets, but you'd have one board controlling both those pots of money.
So on issues for each budget or how money is being spent, we'd have to have two separate votes? Is that what you're talking about?
No, not if it was one. Not if it was one board. They would vote entirely on that.
Okay.
And you know, just ideas thrown, would it go from 7 to 9 members and have 5 from the hoteliers and 4 from there, or 6 and 3? You know, those are just ideas that we've thought about. And really, you know, from a standpoint, I think Craig hit it. It has not been, I think we've done a really good job considering 18 months or now we're 20, whatever, with two different boards. It's just how do we make it more efficient so that there's better communications. And I think that's really...
Make it more efficient. I'm not sure if that makes it more efficient, though. So I think I would be more inclined to go back and look at the bylaws of both organizations in a lot more detail, which means I wasn't there when the bylaws were written for this board, this organization. Maybe go back and look at those and see if the definition in there still encompasses everything this board stands for.
Yeah.
And then put that next to the Community Promotions bylaws and see if we do have any overlap there. And if we don't, maybe there's no argument to combine the boards. I do think, for John's sake, spending half his morning doing one presentation for them and then the other half this morning doing the exact same presentation for us. It's not a very good use of your time. So well, there probably are some things that we could put together by meeting jointly for part meetings.
I think that I could just give you a little bit of what the promotions committee talked about was that they wanted to keep the two separate boards for the most part. But one of the thoughts was that as a vendor, I mean, as somebody that, you know, has a big part of your agenda, it would be incumbent upon the vendor to determine what would be good for both bodies to hear, like, say, this travel scope thing. I mean, that's sort of a Groundhog Day movie thing where I'm going to, do that twice. I'm going to show the video twice. You know, there might be an opportunity to have on, have both committees see those things and respond to them. And then either, and this is the tricky part, then the promotions committee, adjourns and then the BID continues because your agendas are a lot longer. We talked about that, I think that to have something where there, I think as Rob said, at the very least more group meetings, to where there's not necessarily if it's every month, but more interaction because there's a lot that could be done with both bodies, if I don't even know if it's necessary every month, but.
I mean, just this item, talking together would have been good. You had to have two separate ones, and just the item on when we're going to meet to do the workshop on the transition. So there's definitely, I guess from my standpoint of staff, I'll just say what my opinion is I'm not there yet. I mean, I wasn't there 18 months ago that these need to be combined. I'm not there yet. I think we still, if we go through and try these joints or tried having part of a joint and it's still not working from an efficiency standpoint, then maybe. But from my standpoint, I think we haven't exhausted. It's very important. John, no one up there that's been even from the beginning really reviewed the bylaws because they were done within a month period and they had to be done. We needed to get up and running and now we need to relook at them and see where they're deficient.
What are the subcommittees that are have participants from both boards right now?
Website, creative. Website and creative. Nick?
Well, there's a number of things. Most of it's been mentioned already, but I think combining the two boards, it seems to me that would affect the contract with the upcoming contract with Barnett Cox, their time and how that all dealt with. Or
by combining them, it might help a little bit, mm-hmm. But they're going to be on a flat retainer, not an hourly, so we'll be okay there.
And how much money does the promotions committee receive from the city?
I think it's about 110.
Okay. All right. Now, I think what needs to be done is just a real, and I guess through the bylaws this is done, but defining what the goals are of each board is and see if there's any overlapping and make sure that they're each working towards those goals. And I think a joint meeting with them and maybe going over our bylaws as well would be a way to do that.
I kind of agree with what everybody's kind of said, too. I think we didn't know a year and a half ago where we would be today, and I don't think we'll know where we'll be in a year and a half. I think it's all a transition that we're all transitioning. I sat on the promotions committee prior, but I know that they've changed their bylaws since. So I would like to kind of look at, I think, too, it'd be nice when we review our bylaws to look at their bylaws and see what it is that they're exactly doing, because I know that they've changed and I know that things have went. I do have to say I like the idea of combining, but I'm kind of 50-50. There's some real positives about combining our boards, and then there's some cans of worms we could open up. And then I also like keeping them separate. So I think there's some real positives with keeping them separate as well. I do think, though, from a vendor standpoint and a city staff standpoint, I would be to go through some of the same things over and over again, I would probably be pulling my hair out. So I think we need to come on restaurants so we get that feedback. But I think the more feedback you can get from the general population, kind of the better. So I personally would sometimes love to hear some of those discussions that go on. I don't get in early enough to watch that at 8. I usually come in and try to get through everything to get to this meeting. So I think to be able to have some way of intermingling, I don't know how, if, I kind of am very interested in that, having them start at 8, we come in at 9, we go through some of the same things to, I mean, I don't know, I think that's something that's really worth exploring. I think it's maybe a good negotiation for now, like Rob's saying, and then in a year we look at where we, how that worked. But I, you know, I'm really kind of, I see positives and negatives with both sides of what is, happens, and I think this is a transition. We maybe need to try something different and see if it works better, because I don't blame city staff and vendors for sometimes looking at us like we're crazy when we're at the 12 o'clock hour. And I think what sucks for me is I feel like we get rushed, and I don't think that's fair to us also. And I know why they get that way, because they're like, we've already heard this. We haven't heard it yet. So I think we need to come to some kind of better compromising so that we don't feel rushed as a board as well. We've got a lot on our agenda. We shouldn't feel rushed through it. We should be able to do what we need to do. And by combining those things, maybe then the patience on everybody's part will be a little bit more patient. So that's where I stand on it.
I think that the concept of looking at Morro Bay as a whole entity is what we need to look at the future. I think that if a new board is developed so that it combines all promotions of this town, that the structure of the board has to be representative of the input. It's like if you play, you pay, or if you pay, you play. So there's a percentage issue of voting rights. And also, the bylaws, what we have now, have to be looked at first. There's an overlapping, it brings to mind that we'll have to have a bylaw committee set up. I think that's going to be really important. But I also totally agree that if there's a lot of things with reports like TJA's report, a marketing report, that we can all listen to at the same time. And it doesn't have to be done twice. And cost issues are a factor. So I think it's something we can look at as at a future, and maybe
people trying to market this town. And now the T-Bit has kind of stepped into that pot because the hotelier said, hey, let's band together and try and benefit ourselves. It's really tough to see that we have, we're trying to catch water with an umbrella. We have the umbrella up and the water, the rain is dropping onto the umbrella and it's sliding off at all different angles at the different points. And that's all the money that's sliding off. Instead, I'd rather see us have a funnel where everybody, the water is caught in a funnel and it's directed down the center. It's much easier to catch water that way than it is to try and catch it off of 50 different points. What I'm saying is it's much easier to direct your tourism through one centered effort. Tourism is roughly a $70 million industry in this city. Everybody hear that? Between hotel sales, retail sales, and restaurant sales, it's roughly a $70 million industry in this city. And we don't have one person, one entity moving the train forward. We don't have a conductor. So, you know, I can see the benefit of starting to combine things and pulling everybody into the one funnel. On the other hand, I see where there could be legal issues with the taxes. It's taxes. I do want to say that, you know, when we go back to taxes, part of what funds the community promotions is hotel tax. About 20 cents on every dollar in the general fund comes from hotel tax, from TOT. So for a certain measure, we should be included in that. And have, you know, representation come together on that. So I see where a whole kumbaya thing could work for us. But I also see, you know, that the board would have to be representative of that. And we do, I honestly do think that the hoteliers over the past 18 months, we've made good efforts in trying to include everybody. We've promoted to death our restaurants and our retail. And so, you know, for now, I am for us taking a harder look at it. I don't know if we can actually come to a recommendation today. I think we do need to do a comparison of the bylaws so that we can see where we overlap and where we might be able to come together easily and cut out some of some of that overlapping weight, and then after the comparison of the bylaws, maybe, you know.
Just working on the efficiencies, we wouldn't be asking for a final decision. Because if they said, you know, okay, move forward with combining them, like I said, we'd have to go through bylaws and ordinance changes, and we don't want to make those decisions if they don't want to combine them together. You know, mine is more, there's nothing wrong over the next 6-8 months trying some different formats at our meetings and see what works. Because that's the bottom line, is like you said, from a staff standpoint, how can we be more efficient so that the whole day isn't wasted and get our business still done, either through the subcommittees or through other means. So I think if you want to make a recommendation, it's whether, you know, to let them know more research is known before you make a knee-jerk reaction to this issue. This report is not just on this subject. The primary focus is on the visitor center and the issues associated there. That's the primary focus of it. This was just thrown in to kind of talk about.
I do think more data needs, I think there's a lot of people who want to jump in.
Rob, what was handed out at promotions, this amended bylaws, is this a draft or is this what their current bylaws is?
That's what their current bylaws is.
Okay. Well, we can distribute
it's
these.
It's more than that. That was, I think that's their mission statement. It's just part of it. But I can get the whole, I guess they're not, I was just told this morning they're not on our website. Right. The updated promotions isn't, so I'll get them on the website. But those, the main focus when we made our change, and the reason why they did that is they did want to differentiate themselves from this board so that they could continue to receive funding. And their primary goal was to really try to focus more on regional, county event planning is what I remember the focus being in that, to try to show that they have a niche separate and apart than what this board's mission statement is, which is more, you know, lodging and putting people in the hotels.
I've got the staff report from the last meeting that wasn't acted on, but it says staff recommends the following: 1D over the next year, combine the CPC and TBID. So the recommendation from staff to council is the combination take place. So I would think we should take some action here and say that may be a good idea or not. I've said, you know, I'm tending to incline to think that's probably both concluded that the size of the Morro Bay economy, that tourism accounted for something less than 50% of the entire economy. So there's, let's call it 55-45, because I think that's where my numbers were, and I'm not sure, close, but not too far. So I'm thinking just strategically where you kind of want to move to is, you've got two major business segments here. One is tourism and one is everything else. Some people call it shop local or whatever it might be. But it's the other balance, that other 55% of the economy that, quite truthfully, the chamber tries to look after a good piece of that. But I don't think they have the ability yet to have looked at the whole thing. And I think this group here and CPC are more inclined to look at the total body of tourism altogether, the business of tourism altogether. I don't know if I'm making sense, but it seems like somebody's got to focus here and somebody's got to focus here, and our focus on the tourism side is split. And that's where I come from, I'm inclined to want to pull this together so we've got one group looking at this business and managing that business for the city. And then the larger piece of it is the one that we really spend the least amount of time on, I think. At least the chamber does, but all the rest of us don't spend a lot of time on. And that's the piece that really needs to be managed well, I think, because it's the two components of the economic future of the city. Does that make sense?
I agree with John. I mean, I'm inclined to say, let's look at the legal issues, because I don't want to do anything that's legally not okay. But I am also inclined to say, let's combine the boards. And the reason why I'm inclined to say that is because, A, we do have that overlap of staff time, overlap, but also because of the funnel, because tourism represents $70 million, $68 million in revenue to this city. And you know, so there's becomes that question of the board makeup. And, you know, basically, roughly, the T-bid funds $4 to every $1 then at $110,000 that the CPC would put in. I think we're the only T-bid board in the entire county that has non-hoteliers sitting on it, which I think is a great thing about our hotels, is that we showed from the beginning we want to work in a partnership. We have our positions on the board. Would the CPC budget be handled as a subcommittee? Would it be handled directly next to you? How would that all be handled? You know, that would have to come back in a separate report, I think.
I think that just one other item that I think you might want to think about is that however you organize the one group, I think it's really important that you preserve the budgeting for the Community Promotions Committee, because one of the ways that that was done was because you had two separate entities. You know, this is what their budget was. Because there's a trend across America of the CVBs being closed and the BIDs just taking over the responsibility. Because I'm not saying that would happen, but I think that it's important to consider. And I have nothing to gain in this, because I'm not going to be having that budget past June, but I have been with the Promotions Committee for 18 years, and I think that it's important that we do have some way to curb the efficiencies. And again, that may be where there's an hour where, you know, the presentation's made to both boards as far as like what involves both, but I just think it's really important to not lose that the funding might go away at some point because they're all sudden molded together.
Well, I think, again, that gets built into the seats. As long as it's a 4-to-1, those seats stand for those people. But as soon as the funding is commensurate with the level of board positions for community promotions. Maybe that's the way to do it, but I agree with you. Nobody wants to see that funding go away. That is not good for our economy, especially when it's one of our biggest economic drivers in this city.
But as I brought up this morning, and had we had a joint meeting, you would have heard this, that money that the Promotions Committee, the way we've crafted this budget, is there's not a lot of overlap, but it definitely benefits the BID. And the BID certainly benefits the community promotions. And even though you're at 3%, I brought this up, that it's still true that San Luis Obispo has $1.2 million. Pismo Beach has close to 900,000 at just 1%. The county CBID has over $1 million. And then you get the other picture is, you know, Santa Barbara has $6 million, Monterey has $2.5 million. So that 110,000 helps to make you even more competitive, even with the BID. So I'm not saying that the council would have that intention at all.
If you did tie it to positions, maybe you would be locking it in even more, knowing that the city wouldn't be able to take that 110 or whatever the amount is away. So, you know, you could look at it the other way, saying that, okay, now we're going to lock it in. They're not going to want to lose the positions on the board, as opposed to right now when each year, and Community Promotion's already talking about it, is how do we get our budget and make sure we retain that funding. So, you know, there's no real answer. It was just, you know, if you don't want to make a recommendation as a full board, you don't have to for this on May 10th. You could all come individually. That's what the Community Promotions, though, said, that they were going to be there all to show support, to try to keep them separate and work on other ways just to be more efficient.
I think we should try to make a recommendation to the council, I think, as a board. I think this board's usually come to some kind of resolution, and I don't know. I would hate to see nobody show up. I know Joan will probably, you know, try to make it if we tie her hands behind her back, but I think it'd be nice to get the board for us to, you know, maybe we make two recommendations. Maybe we say to them, let's try this, and then this is our second. I mean, I don't think we have to. I think that the city, from what it sounds like, the city council is looking to us as a recommendation, that we're just an advisory board. We're just advising them on what we think. Maybe even we even outline pros and cons to them both for them to look at. I think it's more of an education thing than it is necessarily a, I think we all here are kind of seeing the glass half full, half empty, and maybe we just throw out some ideas to recommend to them so that they're not sitting there with thinking that we don't care about it or we're not doing anything about it.
Yeah, I just would like to, I think our recommendation would be, should be to advise council not to move forward on 1D, and that ourselves, this board and CPC will jointly come back to them within 60, 90 days or something like that with recommendations how to move forward on combining the boards or not combining the boards with and supportive information on why.
I think that's great, and that would give us some time to do a little bit more research and to try to look at those bylaws and do something. I agree. I don't want to, what it is I don't want to have nothing happen and then the city council just think, oh, we're going to adopt staff's report. No offense against staff, but, you know, I think we need to be able to put some umph behind the discussion.
Agreed. I think the recommendation also needs to include that that we come back with the joint meeting, as stated, with the, but also that we allow time in that 60 or 90 day window for our subcommittee to do a comparison study of the bylaws and to come back to the board with, well, we can look at that and we can.
Well, Morro Bay does a lot of things that no one else does.
the other thing is that John could help identify the areas that we overlap, okay, so that we know precisely. But the other thing that Rob said that concerns me is if the budget for the promotions committee was cut, then TBID would be the only source of promotion. So, and then John said, well, then you can't have boards come and go. So it's going to be pretty tricky to do something like that.
Well they've on an annual fiscal basis, is that right. Correct?
They've never gotten rid of the community promotions, but I think John will tell you, I think the low was 23,000. 25,000.
Well, that's when we first started.
But it went down to 90, I think, or 70 in 4 or 5 years ago, and you know they've got above. So it's, I don't think they've ever done away with the Community Promotions Committee, but
no.
They certainly, you know, can limit the funding if it's not there. So
yeah, but the thing is, if we're establishing, let's say, a board of 12 or 13, well. Okay, all right. So if you're establishing whatever, 9, and you're saying the board members are commensurate with the contribution of what they're doing, and then all of a sudden the contribution is cut, what happens then?
The board would go from 9 to 7, I'm assuming. But that would be the issues we'd have to work out. You know, let's say it was a 9 member.
But we'd work that out in the bylaws,
yes,
right?
Yes, or the ordinance.
So let's go back here. Let's pull back to the board here. I'm going to look to my right and my left, and I think that it would be good to have the motion ask them to hold off on D until we can have a bylaw comparison and a study. TBID would like 90 days to study this and bring it back to them, and the formation of a subcommittee to study those bylaws and this issue. I mean, I'm going to put myself out there. I was in the beginning when we made up these bylaws as the TBID was forming. I can shut my eyes and see some of those bylaws from that time. I would be happy to work with somebody on that bylaw committee. But I'm not going to do it alone. And there can be 3 people on that committee. And I don't hear anybody.
Well, do we need to do a motion first?
It's down the road, but I think from a standpoint of staff, you know, our main priority right now is the transition as opposed to this issue.
Right.
So I wouldn't say 90 days. I would say 6 months is legitimate to kind of work through this issue at the same time as bringing Barnett Cox. They might have some ideas, new fresh ideas on how to combine it. So I would give that a 6-month period and start. You don't need to do a subcommittee today. I think we could put that on the agenda since it will be a partly joint meeting next meeting, and you can have all of you guys to start talking this subject up.
Can I ask though, can we get to the board members electronic copies of both the CPC and the BID bylaws for this month? Okay, so. Thank you. We're looking for a motion then on D to hold off and give us 6 months to come back to the council. Is there anybody looking to make that motion?
I would move that we would recommend to City Council to hold off. They're taking any action on their staff report 1D in combining the CPC and the TBID committees at this point. give us 6 months to review as we work through the transition period.
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I have to ask that, Karen. Okay. Okay, so now we are on D, consideration of a co-op funding opportunity with the county CBID FAM toward Joan, that's me. Let's see, if you can grab that up. Basically what it is May 27th, there's 25 international travel writers coming through. FAM tour is familiarization, press familiarization tour. They're coming through. And this was sent by the VCB. I sent you all an electronic email. The FAM trip will invite 25 international buyers to go coastal and experience all that the Central Coast has to offer. It is, the CTTC is expecting this FAM trip to be a most popular post-FAM trip that's been offered. There will be no partnership cost to us to participate in this experience. However, we would be required to cover the cost of food samples for 50 people and coordinate all the details of our food samples, including napkins, plates, blah, 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 a chef, a restaurant that we want to include. And it's a way to join in with the rest of the county and be there in front of 25 travel writers, have tourism boots on the floor, inviting them over to Morro Bay to do things like kayak, see the rock, blah, blah, blah. I think you guys get it. Let's see what you think.
I like it because it's another opportunity. I would like to see where you think $500 is going to cover it, because if you're going to make a table display and make it attractive, maybe in a 3D type of thing, and get the food, it might cost more than $10 per person. So I'd like to see you budget it for more than that, but I like it.
I agree. I think it's a no-brainer. I think, again, this is a collaboration thing. It's with the VCB. I think it's something we definitely need to do. I agree with Jane. I'd rather allocate enough money so we don't have an issue coming down later down the line. So I think that it's definitely something we need to see for. I mean, we can't not be there. Morro Bay needs to have a presence there. There's no way around that.
I agree as well. I would recommend $1,000, just to throw a number out there.
Okay, and last time, just so you know, we came in under budget on the T-bid luncheon by almost $1,000.
Was that a motion, Nick? No.
No,
okay.
More discussion.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Nick. If you're going to do it right, kind of thing. A couple of things. It says 25 international buyers. I mean, are these really international? The way this note was written, I'm a little suspect about.
Powwow's international.
Mm-hmm. Powwow's international.
That they're going to try to pull them out of, correct?
Yeah, it's a pre-ban.
Can you guys make sure your mic? Here, I turned my off. Can you turn your microphones on?
So the slow VCB is going to try to pull these travel trade media representatives at 25 from Powwow as they attend Powwow, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you.
What is Powwow?
It's, for lack of a better word, it's where all of the tour and travel industry folks who are involved in touring tourism and marketing come together and they learn about new destinations, to kind of summarize what it is.
So there's going to, I mean, is there going to be
a trade show?
It's a giant trade show, right?
It's like the speed dating of a trade show. And it's very legitimate. Powwow's
Disco this year.
Okay, and so then there's
last year it was in Vancouver. It changes annually. We have sent representatives to Powwow before. Marcano with the VCB has gone and represented Morro Bay before. It is really intense. It is the speed dating as seen on TV by most of us. It is the speed dating event of tourism. But it can really benefit hotels here. We have the Blue Sail that have interior corridors. Karen gets buses. Michelle can take buses. Amid at the Days Inn, the Inn at Morro Bay. There's a lot of hotels that can take buses, and this is the place to get those tour groups.
And they also eat. I mean, they go into the restaurants and...
Yeah, and they eat. Mm-hmm. And so this would be an opportunity for us to showcase our restaurants and talk about what Morro Bay has to offer.
And I mean, these are... I'm biting my cheek here. It's really hard to do this. The one fam tour experience I had, I mean, a third of the people were just there for food. They really weren't there for...
Well, actually, Karen was written up in 805 Living by one of those on this last
year. Yeah, no, there was some good ones, but I mean, these are good qualified travel writers that...
These are more tour operators. So these are people who are going to bring buses in. They're not writers. And I would agree with you. You got to be real suspect sometimes because now everybody's a writer. You know, they have blogs and all these other things. But the reality is that it has changed because there are some people that we just did something recently for Pismo down in L.A. and half the people that came were food bloggers. But when you found out how many people read their blogs, I mean, they were better than a magazine. But this one's different. This is more like people who have tour groups, and they bring buses in, and you know they're going up and down the coast, and this would be a place for them to stop and eat. Because I've been in Morro Bay, actually, when one of those tour groups came in at a restaurant. I think it was Rose's Landing. There was maybe a few people, and then all of a sudden this restaurant was full. And it works. I mean, it's they bargain, though, too. I mean, that's the other part of a tour group, but it's business.
They bargain, but Pow Wow is where I have a group that's been with me for 12 years in Morro Bay, and they moved with me to the Bottle-O when we didn't have the days anymore, and they come through on motorcycles. It's a German tour group. We got them from Pow Wow. And so it works. You know, they've been a 12-year customer. And it does work for people. So I think it's a good beneficial.
A month, 5 weeks from now. So, but it seems to make perfect sense to go forward with this.
And I support it. It's a well worth the effort, and it's the gift that keeps giving. So I'm behind it.
Okay. I make a motion that we allocate $1,000, or let's say $1,500. We're going to do it right. Let's just, I don't think we'll go there. But let's just say that I know. Well, how many people was it?
50, but whatever the participating restaurant is, I'm sure is going to be willing to help us with all the press that they're going to get. All the,
okay,
the love we're showing them.
You guys think 1,000 is okay then? Okay, so 15. I make a motion that we allocate $1,500 and that we notify the VCB to participate in this powwow.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
That was seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Are we having the trade show subcommittee deal with this? Nick, Michelle, and Joan? Or are we having...
I'm fine with that. Or PR took the last one, but it's up to the board whether they wanted to go PR or...
You got to be able to have your boots on the floor over there between 4:30 and 8:30 at night.
Don't look at me because I'm on both, so you need to look at these other guys.
What do you guys want to do? Public relations or trade show, please? Okay, trade show it is.
I'm on both of them, so. Yay, Nick.
That's how dinner goes at the house, too. Okay, so, yeah. Let's see here. We're going to move to... And now we're on... Consideration of the co-op funding opportunity with the, it's supposed to be the T-bid for the
county BID.
County BID for travel scope.
Right.
It's got flipped. The VCB and the T-bid got flipped in the agenda.
Yeah.
But, right. Michelle?
Okay. So travel scopes, I'll make this quick. I sent you guys all that information at the BID Alliance. It came forward about the PBS show. John touched on it earlier, so I don't want to beat a dead horse, and I know, want to get out of here. So I hope... My thing would be basically what it is it would be co-oping. Currently, at this time, we requested $4,000 is what I'm looking for as a motion for $4,000 because Paso Robles was not in the room at the BID Alliance. If Paso Robles partakes in it, because it is a coastal drive, we weren't sure where Paso was going to stand. If Paso does not partake, then it would be $4,000 from each T-bid.
To a co-op promotion on Travel Scope. It's a PBS show.
Second.
Seconded by Member Schmidt. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Passes by the board, a $3,000 contribution. What line is that going to be taken out of, John?
Probably would take that out of events. Or I can take it out of fire sale, whichever. Or trade show.
Well, the $1,500 will come out of trade show.
Why don't we take it out of collateral? Because aren't we done with collateral? That was the visitor's guide, and aren't we done with that for the year? And we have $3,400 left in there.
Well, don't they bill it monthly?
No, that's different. That's fulfillment.
Okay, out of collateral?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and now we have the quarterly review. Okay, we did those, and we are moving. Don't forget that we'll be moving the Central Coast Writers Conference off to the next month. If you could please review that. And we're moving down to G, report and discussion of the marketing transition. Over to Mr. Schultz.
We've met with the representative from Barnett and Cox, and it's in my hands to get a draft contract to them. I'm hoping to get that to them tomorrow. I'll certainly send that draft if you guys would like to see that draft. If for any input that you have, once it's done, and Barnett Cox understands it's a draft, but it's a first draft to get it moving. We hope to have that contract to council by the May 10th. That's what I'm shooting for. If not, certainly I want it done by the second meeting in May. So I'm shooting for the first one, but definitely by the second one. And, you know, we've had those first preliminary talks on transition and trying to work together with John and with the new firm to make it as smooth as possible. Part of that would be doing that joint workshop with CPC at the next meeting also.
Do you know the date of the second meeting in May?
What are we looking for at this point?
Well,
are we waiting to do a CPC?
So from a TBID perspective, board, they brought...
Sorry to interrupt. I would appoint to, that's what CPC did, so in case something comes up in the next month while this is happening before your next meeting, we could call in, you know, if something does arise and staff needs direction on, and you know, the big issue is compensation and what does that compensation get us. If you recall, they're on a flat rate is the way this contract's going to be established, so we need to really define that scope for the flat rate that we receive per month. So, you know, that's what CPC said, and that's what I would recommend is you nominate two to be on that subcommittee meeting. And then hopefully we can work through the next month all of those contract issues, have a contract with Barnett Cox already executed by council, and then at your next meeting have that workshop with both Sorgan Fry and with Barnett and Cox here.
But have we not already started that process with the review that we had with... Okay, so to catch the board up...
That's my thing. That was my question.
We were brought in to review... The RFP, the original RFP, Vice Chair Hawkes and I, with the two members from the CPC, were brought in to review the RFP and proposal from Barnett Cox and review that in comparison to our budgets and some of the schematics we have going on already. If you want to just continue down that vein, we can. Because we're already in the loop. What do you want to do, board?
Is this a transition you're talking about for the actual transition on where we're going forward with our marketing plans, our budgeting, that type of thing, or is this the just the review of the contract you're talking about?
I see it just a review of the contract and to help out to make certain if there's any meetings that we need some feedback from the two on how it would occur, but not on future budgets and what they're going to be doing. That would come back to you. It's more, as I see it for the next month, it's more the contract issues, and I would recommend that the two that have already been on it be on it. CPC did switch and did Ed and Susan. Since Susan's the chair, she wanted to be involved with it, so she'll be involved with it instead of Bill Stafford.
And that's, I mean, if this board's comfortable with it, Joan and I have been on from the beginning, and so we already kind of know.
Ones that started the process with the RFP continue, so I'm comfortable with that, too.
You need a motion?
I don't believe we do we? We just continue on the way we are.
We haven't called them the transition committee, so let's do that.
Okay. We need a motion to call, a motion to form a transition committee of Member Hawkes and myself to move forward the transition from TJ to Barnett Cox.
So move.
Seconded?
I'll second.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
I just wanted to add one thing. I think that there's obviously getting the contract and all of that squared away first is the first priority. However, what I would suggest to you is with this transition subcommittee is probably having a meeting prior, if it's agreed that you're going to have this workshop at the next meeting, I guess the next promotions meeting. I guess that's still to be determined. But if you have that meeting then, it probably would be wise to have the transition subcommittee meet with probably with me, and I don't know about the other agency, but you're going to have to give them marching orders pretty soon. So even though they don't take over till the end of June, they're already working on your new budget, because if they place ads at the end of June, you're already going to be into September and October before you can ever even execute it. So you're going to have to they're going to have to plan their budget, they're going to have to make the recommendations to you, and then they're going to have to give them the authority to go out and place these ads, because I won't place any more ads, obviously, past, you know, that won't take you through. The good news is that we don't normally run in July, you know, really. We don't really run in August, although we have been, you know, everybody knows, as soon as those kids go back to school, it's dead. So the reality is you're going to have something working along the time, so when they do take over, the work's been done. If they take over in the end of June and they show up at the July meeting without a budget, you know, and they want to get input from you, you're going to be into the, you know, you're going to miss the fall.
Well, I think that's where I was a little confused. If we were specifically talking about the contract negotiation and review of that, I think it should be left with who started the process with the RFP. Can we go to a six-member subcommittee for transition?
Have that approved May 10th, begin the transition period with the transition group, and come back with that first meeting before the workshop, but at the workshop getting the main direction until the June meeting. And maybe that transition period would kind of go into more of a six-person if it's going to deal with some of these issues John just mentioned. And it might be a call for a special meeting. We might very well, after the May meeting, go, we can't wait a month. We need to have a couple of special meetings between May and June.
Well, I could see a subcommittee set up some preliminaries and then bring it into a combined joint meeting between
right.
CPC and the TBID.
Right.
And so I think I would like to either present a new motion or have the motion amended that our transition committee, that if we're setting up a subcommittee, a transition subcommittee, that it be now be a three-member subcommittee.
I'm fine with that. I agree. It would be good to have a third person. Excuse me, a third person.
What if we just made the budget committee the transition committee?
Well, isn't the budget committee is Joan and I and Karen, so we could just, that budget committee could be the transition team.
I'm good with that, if you're good with that.
That's because we're the budget. It's budget's going to be a big part of that.
Right.
I think that's a very good idea, because that was my point, is that's got to start like
now.
Pretty darn quick.
You amend your amendment?
Yeah, and I'm sure Barnett Cox has got their tennis shoes on and wanting to get the floor rolling.
Okay. So I would put a motion forward then that the that we are creating a transition committee from the budget committee.
and I'll change my second to amend the amendment.
To accept the amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? No, that motion also carries with a full board vote. Okay. Now we are moving on to H, thank you, set a date for a future workshop joint meeting with the new marketing agency and the community promotions committee. I'm going to turn it over to you, Rob, because you know what they did.
Well, and I'm not sure I'd call it a workshop. What I see is you know, having a partial joint meeting at our next meeting to deal with this transition period and see where we are and have the contract by then signed and executed. It might be that we have to set the workshop at a completely different date.
Well, do you have some pending future agenda items? One of them was the discussion of the Film Commission support, the bylaws.
What about trying the overlap idea with the two meetings, see, and utilize that concept?
That's what I was going to try to do.
So we would come in then at, say, 9? Is that what we would be requested? We would come in at 9? And then 9 to 10 would be joint, and then
off we go.
Yeah.
It'd actually be a really good test to see if that kind of thing would work for the future, too.
I have no problem with that. I think that would work.
Could it roll a 10 to 9 instead of a 10 at the next meeting? The retired guy isn't sure if he can fit it in.
John, you can still wear your PJs when you're
there. I'll bring my Dr. Seuss hat for you. Okay, so Jane, can you make a 9? Yeah, okay. It's looking good. So let's go for the 9 o'clock hour to be the joint meeting on our next regularly scheduled meeting, which is May 19th. Everybody write it down. Okay. And then declaration of future agenda items. On this one, I have bylaws and then continued business. From this one, we're going to have the Central Coast Writers Conference. Also coming back to us is going to be the possibility of a film. Looking at the Film Commission that was sent to us. And were there other future agenda items that I'm somehow missing?
I'd like to put on there a discussion about the jackrabbit.
What particularly, just a general discussion?
Just a general discussion about jackrabbit, because I know that, for example, I was looking at the stats on jackrabbit, and our hotel had one of the highest sites, 147 sites, hits, excuse me. And I also know that I had to build a separate site in order to handle that, and I also know that I did not get one conversion from all those hits. And I think that John also has some insight about other cities that are commenting on the use of jackrabbit. So I really like to put that on the agenda.
Okay, so
so with the stats on those stats, how are they converting to reservations?
I would be very weary to have Steve come all the way here if we don't even know what we want him here, just because
I think
I
what Jane was looking for is, are we with the best provider of this? I mean, are there other alternatives? Just kind of opening that up and maybe just a general discussion. Are we happy with the service, and is there other things out there?
I think that would be a discussion. I would just hate
that
to call
would be discussion.
For
there are other things out there. I mean, you know, there are
maybe where we need to have that discussion. I just would hate to bring him in to travel all this way and us sit up here and have a discussion that doesn't even really involve him. That's my 2 cents on it.
So aside, I'm just going to look at what else is out there. I mean,
well, it seems like you know, going into a new period with a new agency, that this is, and this is something that John took care of originally for us, that this would be something that we might want to put off till a new agency comes into play, and it would be one of our, you know, focuses. In terms of the only thing that I would ask was, I don't know if Rick would have access to any type of conversion statistics that come through Jackrabbit. Is that something he could help us with?
He would know whether they've been booked or not.
All I can tell you, hotel, and short of asking every hotelier to track that, think there's a lot of hotels who really like that as a benefit, who are thrilled with it, and there are some who are not. So I don't know where that stands. I mean, I guess we could poll them and see. I mean, I did have for us the copy of the T-bid survey that I sent back out to you that shows that they like Jackrabbit as a
I think the booking agent is not in question. It's probably just whether it's through my firm or when you have the new firm. You know, it's a major vendor. So, I mean, it, you know, the only reason that I even recommended Jackrabbit was because they were doing the county VCB, and at the time they had given me a good, pretty good review of that. They are doing Pismos now. But I think that it's one of those vendors. Do you want to, you know, take a look and see if they're the best and are they the most cost effective? But there are costs involved if you, you know, get rid of them. You have to get a new company to come in and redesign, put the website.
Okay, so I think we're getting into a discussion, and this is a future agenda item, so let's just get on our agenda.
Yeah.
Have a discussion next time.
Review of the contract and terms and general discussion on, mm-hmm. on, you know, what other possibilities are on.
Okay, so let's bring that back.
Report to come out and talk to us about what opportunities are out there. And that sounded interesting to me.
I think it's definitely something we should consider. I know Joan knows a little more about the agenda. We could call, I think it's Craig Piper, I believe. Is he? Who is the one that,
it
I forget
would
who.
Be Phil.
Phil, okay, Phil.
You might want to wait till another meeting on that, just because.
Well, we'll try and get him on between now and June,
yeah.
maybe.
Yeah.
I think it's something we should pursue as a future.
We'll
talk about
the
next month.
But let's look at the airport in June.
Yeah.
I'd caution you, the Jackrabbit and the iFly Slow are items that could go in July or August,
right.
depending. I think your big focus should be on making certain that we cover all bases with the transition period.
Yeah.
But if we look at it and there's room on the agenda, we can certainly shoot for an earlier date.
Yeah, we have a lot on our agendas, guys. I do have to say that we're making them out of here. Any other? No? Okay, so with that, I would look for a motion to adjourn.
So move.
I'd like to say happy holiday to everyone. Have a safe weekend. Off we go.